Linux Link Tech Show. The Linux Link Tech Show is on. Your link to the latest in GNU Linux and technology. 2 hours of insightful guests, tech info, and playful banter. Free software, free speech, open source, open mics. Live from the Linux Link Tech Show studio, here are your hosts, Dan, Alan, Pat, and Link. Link it up, and take it away. Take it away.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Linux Link Tech Show, episode 155. With special guests tonight, we have Dave Yates from the Lot of Linux Links podcast and Chess Griffin from Linux Reality, the Linux Reality podcast, here with us tonight, who are going to just, you know, take the show and run with it. Right, guys?
I'll start recompiling it's all up to you. Slackware kernel.
That big pause, right? And everybody complains about the big pause on live radio. It's all their fault this time. Anyway, welcome, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you
thanks.
Later.
Yep. Thanks.
Have a good day. Thanks for the show, and we'll catch you back.
We'll see you next time. Bye.
Good night, America.
What's up, guys?
How you doing? I'm really excited to have you guys on the show this week. Kind of feels like the whole family is here. You know what I mean? These two guys are the two guys that do the Linux shows that I listen to.
And that's all that matters.
You're damn straight. That's all that matters. If I listen to it, so everybody else can.
So you're that one download.
That's right.
Sweet.
I
know.
The one download. The one download from Bash Potter.
Both of you guys do an excellent job. I really enjoy both of your shows. You're different in your structure. Chess is geared more towards the newbies, which is really cool. I'm not a noob, and I listen to it. I enjoy it a lot. Dave, you could tell, goes for more intermediate experience type user. You know, they're both really good podcasts, and I listen to both, and I really enjoy both of them. Both of you guys are doing fantastic jobs. Please keep it up.
Yeah, man.
Thanks. That means a lot coming from you guys.
That sounded like a closing. Thanks a lot. Keep doing a good job. We'll talk to you later.
You see a brown all over his face from that one, too.
I
love you very much, and I want to have your children. Thank you, bye.
You guys, you do a fantastic job.
Yeah, good stuff. And I'm believing I was just listening to your latest podcast again today, and I just wanted to, I didn't find anything really wonderful to comment to Chess about, even though I listened to your printing episode today.
Wonderful cups.
Good cups, yeah. What I did want to make mention to Dave, though, was I really want to know if he got his Cheetah Girls 2 taped. Because he made reference to that like 15 times in his show.
It sounds like porn, don't it, Dan? It's Disney Channel. And yeah, I got it. It's on DVD now.
All right.
Is it better than the first one? Because the first one was classic.
This is more multicultural, this one is.
Oh, it is?
Oh, ooh.
Yeah, it's got a
multicultural Cheetah Girls.
I've not watched it, but that's what I read.
I thought it was multicultural. The first one was pretty multicultural, wasn't it?
Was it like presenting four different languages? Cantonese, Portuguese, French, Italian?
Hey, don't bust on the Cheetah Girls. They
I have not had the pleasure of watching the Cheetah Girls.
That's a girl thing, right?
Because I got two boys, and so I got we've got the Zulu Patrol and what else? All this, you know, Bob the Builder.
Dan has two little girls. I've got a little girl. I know exactly what he's talking about. So.
Well, you know what though? My daughter likes to watch anime.
See, yeah, so
watch what?
Right.
Anime.
My daughter doesn't like it.
Oh, I thought you said manimal.
No, anime.
Anime.
Yeah, Naruto and One Piece and what are those? There's a couple.
How about Ultraman?
Yeah, my daughter's been watching Ultraman since she was like 2 or 3 years old.
I've been trying to get mine to watch Justice League and just not working.
Oh, Justice League.
You know what? My youngest daughter, there used to be the test when the Justice League would come on, and I'd have to sit there and pause the TiVo at every character that would pop up, and they'd have to name the characters. And if they got it wrong, we'd start back at the beginning and keep doing it.
She's just mean.
That's it.
There's something wrong with that, man.
They sit there and they'd be like looking and they'd be like,
quizzing them on the Justice League.
Dad, the drill sergeant.
Blue Canary? No, you're going back. But they loved Green Arrow. The youngest one loved Green Arrow. As soon as he came on, it was Green Arrow. And then they threw you because the later episodes, like the Justice League Unlimited, the later ones, they'd like put like clips from like an upcoming episode or that episode into the credits, so there'd be people in there she didn't know. Yeah, so it changed every week to week.
Change them up,
and you would make them find it out before the next episode, right?
Mm-hmm. That's the way it goes.
He's mean.
Well, you got to keep him in line, you know.
Wait, which one of you watches Justice League?
Yes, me.
Dave.
Yeah.
Did you watch the first series of Justice League?
Well, I don't think I'm watching Justice League Unlimited. I'm still hunting for that. This is the one that's on Boomerang. It's not old. It's relatively new. Yeah.
That's the one with just...
I've been looking for Justice League Unlimited.
That's the one with just the Flash, Martian Manhunter, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman,
yeah,
Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And not...
Yeah.
Did they ever air the movie... Thanagarians came in to attack Earth, and you.
I've not seen that one.
Okay, because I never saw it aired on Cartoon Network, but it came out. You could buy the DVD for like $5 at Wegmans.
Sweet.
Yeah, I have it. It was a pretty good movie, but it explained a lot. Because if you didn't see the movie, there was parts you didn't understand about the later episodes.
Must be what I'm missing out on.
It is.
I don't know what the hell you guys are talking
about. So this has been another episode of the Anime Weekly Show.
No, it's no comic kidding, book show. Man. DC Marvel Universe. Hey, you got the Avengers too.
Yes,
man.
I do have the Avengers too. And
yet,
Avengers 1, and I really like those.
Are we going to talk Linux? Yes.
No.
No, we're going to get every Linux guy in the universe on our show, and we're going to talk about
comic books. Cartoons.
You know what? I just listened to both of your... No, not Dave. I didn't have any episodes of Dave's on the way down. Coming back from Virginia, Linux Reality. Every time I listen to Linux Reality, there's always something in there that raises me, a question raises in my mind or a comment, and I never call in to say about it. There was one on the last one I listened to, and I can't remember what I was going to say. Doesn't that suck?
Stupid.
Yeah. Which one? Hardware compatibility or the...
Hardware compatibility. There was something on there I was going to make a comment about hardware compatibility.
It all works.
Hopefully.
That's what you're, you know, hopefully. No, I mean, Dan, if you ever like, if you ever, yeah, I mean, I'd love to have a comment of you on the show, of yours on the show. Just send it in. I think that'd be awesome.
Just Dan, right? You bastard.
Yeah.
That's right. Just Dan.
Fine, I'll keep sending my stuff to Dave.
Look who's talking, man. Link is sending promos to Dave.
That's right.
And it's just him.
Yeah, I'm learning it out.
That's right.
That's right, Link.
Only promo that he plays.
Yeah,
like every
that's
episode.
Right.
But he asked for one, right? He said, he was saying, people send me your audio comments and stuff, and I listened to his podcast, and I said, well, you know, I don't really have an audio comment, you know, right at the moment, but I can probably cut him a quick promo, and I did. He just, you know, he just happens to play it every damn time.
I got a question for Chess. Chess, you cater towards the noobs. A lot of times you probably get a lot of questions, like technical questions. How do I work this? How do I work that? I mean, we get those questions too.
We ignore them, right?
Pretty much.
I answer honestly. If I know how to answer a question, I answer it. Sometimes someone will send me a question and will say, like, you know, what about this piece of hardware? And I have to be honest, I don't have that piece of hardware. I don't know how to configure it. What do you tell people, Chess?
Well, yeah, I mean, I pretty much do the same thing. And at least in the beginning, I was trying to help out folks, and I still do sometimes, you know, in the forums. But, you know, it's so hard, first of all. I mean, I just, you know, I don't know. With two kids and, you know, wife, it's just, you know, it's hard enough putting the podcast together as it is that I just find that I don't have the time to answer a lot of questions. And I try to where I can, but, you know, I try to encourage people to check out the forums or to go to Linux Questions. Those forums are just awesome, you know, so. But you're right. I mean, and I don't really have that much hardware, and most of my hardware is pretty old and crappy, so, you know. I mean, like with this, with the episode on the Linux compatibility, actually JZA and somebody else, both one, I think JZA posted in the forums and somebody else sent me an email or a voicemail saying, you know, these high end audio cards don't work that well. And, you know, I mean, I don't have that kind of hardware. So, you know, but that's why I love getting the feedback and getting the comments, because I just try to pass those along. But yeah, it's hard. It's hard. You know, I try to help where I can, but there's so many more knowledgeable people out there that could probably have more, you know, more time to help people anyway. So,
Dave,
it's cool.
Dave, do you get those questions too?
Yeah, sometimes. I don't have all the answers either. If it's something I've not used, I try to do a quick lookup. I may not get as much feedback as Chess does, maybe, but I try to send them, you know, a link to someplace that might help them. But my general advice is, if you beat on it hard enough, it'll eventually work.
You know what I listened to both your shows today, and one of the things that occurred to me as I'm listening is, like, all the comments you guys get is people sending you audio comments about how wonderful you are.
Where's all the hate mail?
And I'm thinking to myself, where the hell is the hate mail that I get? You know what I mean? They don't get on there and say, and this guy wrote in to say, hey, you're a dickweed and you don't know anything and your audio
you
quality
suck.
Yeah. And that's what we go, how the hell do you guys? And not to mention that, who was it, you, Dave, or Chess, that just said in your latest one that you have like 1,000 people on your Frapper map already? We have like 600 or some shit like that. What the hell is going on, man? I want to know. He's paying the money, right? $1 a person. Everybody gets on his Frapper map. It's got to be something.
Chess is popular, man.
That's it. That's it. I got people out there just, you know, rounding up people to put themselves on the map. That's all. I really got like 3 listeners.
You sending them like naked pictures or something? What's going on, man?
Not of me, that's for sure. No, it's been pretty cool, you know. I mean, it's funny because I've gotten a few people that have kind of, you know, I mean, I won't say hate mail, but I mean, they're like, you know, oh, you really ought to do this, and you know, pretty strong opinions about one thing or another, which you're going to get in the Linux community, you know, which is cool. That's fine. But what's really funny actually is that I've had several people that are,
and that's the end of that.
End of
that
show.
That was cool. Well, what did we lose? Both connections?
Hello?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. We lost Chess.
We just lost Chess.
Chess just got hit by a tornado. Bong!
Yeah, Ernesto's up there. Yeah, they got a bad storm up there.
Dave, where are you? You're in South Carolina, right?
Yep.
And Chess is in North Carolina.
Yeah, I think he's getting the same storm we got about an hour and a half ago.
Oh, there you go.
Well, how about you, Dave? Do you get like the hate mail like we get? I'm sure you've heard our famous hate mail episodes.
Yeah, but I don't get a lot of mail. I've got 135 people on my Frapper map, and I think to Chess's credit, he knows who his audience is.
Yeah, definitely.
And I don't. I mean, I'm talking really just about stuff I enjoy, and I think maybe anybody that's listening to it, maybe they just enjoy the same stuff I do, but I'm not exactly sure at all times who my audience really is, so.
I don't know, man. I think you have a great show.
I enjoy it.
Like I said, between you and Dave, and us, of course, you know, it's the best stuff that you can get, you know. the ones I listen to, anyway.
Dave,
yeah.
How much preparation do you put into your show?
Oh, maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours total.
Is that prep time, like pre-show stuff,
yeah,
or is
that
post-processing stuff?
Wow.
That's pre-show. Post, I've gotten down to maybe 20 minutes. Well, maybe 40 minutes.
That includes like cutting all your clips together
and
stuff?
Yeah, probably 40 minutes post. But I try to do everything in one pass in the car. And if I cut out anything, it's just, you know, or, you know, long pauses or whatever. I really just... I try to write down reminders of what I want to talk about on a post-it note and just look at them while I'm driving, and if I can get it done in 45 minutes. This last one I just did, I had the house to myself over the weekend, and I seriously considered getting in my car and podcasting anyway, but it was dark because I didn't know if I could do it, you know, sitting at home without getting distracted or something. I don't know. watching Cheetah Girls too.
Watching Cheetah Girls.
You know what's a really funny story? We mentioned to it a couple weeks ago. We got an email from a woman, and she was like, "I really like your podcast, you know, but you have to be really careful doing your show, recording your shows in the car while you're driving."
While you're driving, right?
And we were like, "That's Dave's show. That's not us."
I think I may have got copied on that response or something. I don't know how.
She wrote back saying,
"Y'all talking about it."
Yeah, she wrote back saying, "Oh, yeah, you know, I like yours too."
That's funny. So, Dave, how long have you been using Linux, man? You seem like pretty experienced.
6 months.
12 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I weaned myself off of Windows NT 3. Something. It was a beta.
Yeah.
And I've used Linux ever since.
Here's what I like about Dave. Like, I'm hitting his website,
oh,
and I
check out...
talking
about the brown on Patch Channel.
No.
Man, you got your...
I hit his website, right? And, like, I love collecting, like, hardware and using, like, different hardware and stuff. So I'm hitting Dave's website and checking out his pictures, right? On his website, there's pictures of your... I don't know how current a setup it is, Dave, but you got, like, a wrestling table going on there with your Sparks... Was it a Sun Ultra 2 or something that you're running on there?
Bunch of computers
and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
that's an old picture.
Yeah, we call it a wrestling table because, you know, like, you ever seen, like, WWE, they have the folding table?
Oh, yeah. This one hadn't broke yet. I've actually stood on it.
Hey. Sorry about that.
Chess, right over the top of...
Chess, why are you using a Mac, man? That's what happens when you use a Macintosh.
Oh, man, we are, like, in the middle of these crazy thunderstorms, and it's just pounding outside, and... I don't have a, you know, my UPS died, and
you got to pull your mic level down.
Yeah, you
got to
pull
it
down. You're blowing out.
Okay.
You're blowing out Alan's eardrums.
Sorry about that, Alan.
He's bleeding out his eyeballs.
Not a good sign.
How's that? Is that better?
That's better.
That's considerably better.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Now, Chess, I want you to finish exactly what you're saying after Dave finished what he was in the middle of saying before.
Yeah, we got
to
hear about
it. Railroaded over top of him.
Sorry, Dave.
I was saying something.
Yeah, you were talking about your hardware, which is cool because I want to know all about all the hardware that you run, and I want to know all about all the hardware that Chess runs, too.
Well, now you know that Chess is running an app.
Even though he runs a Mac.
Yeah, I run a piece of crap. That's what it is. Now, I need one to patch UPS.
The hardware I got is old for the most part. My laptop's relatively new, and I sort of regret purchasing the HP that I got. It's not been the best, but I have a Sun pizza box like yours. Link, and this one of the best machines I got. Somebody gave it to me at my lug, and it's really quiet and reliable. Everything else I got is just put together by me, except I have a Mac that my brother gave me that never gets used. But
good man,
I've got two old HP servers of some kind back here that don't work anymore.
So are you running your server? Is still running the on a Sun Ultra 2 or whatever?
Yeah. So running Debian. Have you tried Ubuntu on it? Because it's supposed to support this.
You know, I have not. I've got an Ultra 2 with two 400 megahertz procs and a gig of RAM, and I have not installed Ubuntu on it yet. It's just sitting there looking at me, which is why I keep asking everybody about it. So.
I read somebody on the web had done it and with pretty good success, but Debian works on this thing, so it's been on there for years and it just works.
That's good stuff. So when do we get to see the new picks? Everybody should have to have, you know, it should be obligatory. If you're going to do this shit and be on the web, you should have to have picks of your setup so that everybody can ogle it and see what you got going on. That's what I think. Except for Dan, because you know.
Yeah, what I have.
We should get one in the clean
Dan
room
is just
now.
Scary.
I have. You should see my new setup.
Your new setup. What's that?
I took pictures of it. Where is it? At the apartment.
Oh, that's another. I was going to tell you. You need to start putting up some pictures in the new apartment and stuff like that. I haven't seen that yet, and I don't want to be scared when I get there to visit. You know.
So no, man. There's crap everywhere in boxes and everything, except for my corner.
No,
is all nice now. It's got.
I don't believe.
What kind of connection do you get down there?
I do not believe that your wife has the whole house
last 2 days.
Except for your corner.
I don't get a connection right now because I haven't transferred to Speakeasy yet.
So Dave, what was your first Linux distro?
Yeah. It was Red Hat 3. It was before 4. I don't know if it's 3.9. It had a Vanderbilt or Biltmore, something like that.
I think we all started.
I think that was 94.
We all started with Red Hat at one point or another. All of us ran Red Hat, right, at one point?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I started with.
I did.
Before that, I was running SCO, Unix, and Solaris at work. Now, Dave, are you an admin? What do you do professionally?
That's Purdy.
I'm a food scientist of all things.
Really?
Yeah, I work for a vitamin company in product development. I'm technically, my job title is formulator.
So wait, what's your educational background? Chemistry?
No, it's you actually get a bachelor's of science in food science at some agricultural schools.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Clemson has a food science department. If I could go back in time and change that, I probably would. I got to be a sysadmin of sorts for 9 months between jobs. I got laid off in 2003 and was without a job, and thought this was a good opportunity to try to wet my feet in the IT industry, and got my LPI certification, and because that was I had no paid working experience with Linux, and I was lucky enough to get a job for a construction company, and I got to bring in all their remote asphalt plants into their network, and I got to configure some Cisco routers, and a lot of it was wire pulling and climbing on towers and installing wireless antennas and stuff. But for 2 weeks, I got to administer 10 file servers in a Linux email server remotely from my house. They trusted me to do that, and I was gone like 5 days of the week. Sometimes 2 and 3 weeks at a time, and it just wasn't working out. So when my old boss offered to hire me back in the industry that I was laid off in, I went back. So that was my short stint in the IT industry.
Didn't like it.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it, but I was gone too much.
Just gone too much.
The other place paid better, right?
And yeah, yeah. it would have been, at my age, I would have been starting over in an industry that... I just feel like starting all over, so I went back.
I hear you. Now, Chess, what do you do?
I'm a shepherd. No, sorry. Back in a Fletch.
Goat herder.
Shepherd's electric sheep.
Actually, I am an attorney. I've been doing that for about 10 years. But I'm not one of the bad ones, Pat, believe me.
I hate lawyers, man. I have several in my family.
It's funny because I was thinking, you know, that's just the one question I know that I'm going to get asked.
Now, are you an attorney or a lawyer?
I'm just a lawyer. I'm not smart enough to be an attorney. I'm just a lawyer. No, I do like, I don't do any courtroom stuff. I do like, I help people with estates, you know, families of someone who's passed away or whatever. Mm-hmm. I do probate work and like wills and trusts, that kind of thing. Some tax, kind of, you know, boring stuff. I don't have any good war stories. Well, I do, but they bore you. But no, it's all right.
We'll have to
it's
call
cool.
on your services when I kill Link.
That's what you think, huh?
Man, you wouldn't believe how bad some of these people fight over stuff, you know? And it's not about money necessarily. I mean, that's obviously something they fight about a lot. But, I mean, I was dealing with this one estate, and it wasn't, it really wasn't all that much, you know? But it was just like the point of it to everybody. Everybody wanted to fight over Dad's filing cabinet, you know, and Dad's whatever, you know, his garden rake. I mean, it was just stupid stuff.
That's where he kept the Coke.
Exactly.
Well, I tell you, I do not envy you that stuff, because I tell you, I remember, just as a short aside, I remember when my grandmother died, and everybody came back, you know, from all over the United States for her funeral and the decommissioning, I guess, of her possessions before they went back to their respective
holes scavenging.
In the earth. And it was like, seriously, it was like... it was like a pack of vultures that came out of the sky and swooped down and were like, you know, fighting and clawing, and there was gnashing of teeth, and the whole thing was really bad. So
yeah,
I can't imagine doing that for a living, you know.
Yeah, on the one hand, the thing I like about it is when it's not like that, is that I feel like, you know, I'm helping people out at a time that's tough for them. So you know, I mean, that's cool. And that's the way it is most of the time. But there are definitely times when these people come in and they're just, God, they just act like a bunch of sons of bitches, and they're just really, it's just
ruthless. Oh, there goes our family rating.
Sorry. But it's not about money, you know? That's what's sad. It's, I don't know, it's just, when you, you know, that kind of behavior is just, it really is kind of pathetic. But anyway, enough about that. But yeah, so that's what I do. I graduated from law school about 10 years ago, and so I've been doing that ever since. And, you know, it's cool. It's just a small law firm. It's just me and a few other people, so, you know, it's pretty laid back.
How'd you get into the technology stuff?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I pretty much grew up with it. I mean, my dad, he wasn't in the field or anything, but I remember he brought home an Apple II in like 1978 or 79. Yeah. So that was our first computer. And I just got hooked. And I remember in the early 80s, we were actually living overseas. I grew up for part of my life living in Latin America. My dad moved around with his job. He worked for Eastman Kodak. And,
Hi.
¿Habla español?
Arriba.
Un poquito. Not very good, but.
¿Dónde estuviste?
It was Peru, Venezuela, Panama, Brazil, and Puerto Rico.
Well, in Brazil, they speak Portuguese.
Yeah. And this is a long time ago. I mean, this was, we moved overseas in 1976. I was like, you know, 8 years old or something. And so anyway, but then in the, like the early 80s, we were in Peru at the time, I guess. And for some reason, I always went to American schools overseas, and they had a really good computer lab. They had some guy that was, you know, American guy teaching there, and they had a lot of computers there, and I just got into it. And I remember this was like 81, 82. And this is, I had an Apple II or Apple II Plus and a Commodore 64 at one point in that era. And I remember on the Apple IIs, me and all my buddies, we were like, you know, cracking Apple II games and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was just, I don't know, we just got really into it. And so then I took an AP computer science class in the ninth grade. And I don't know, just kind of kept up with it since then. I mean, I'm no programmer or anything, but I just love it, you know. I mean, Linux is just so awesome.
So what kind of hardware are you running over
there? I first started using.
He just says Linux is so awesome. Now he's going to tell me I've got a Mac.
We do have a Mac. Yeah, we do have a Mac.
It's the wife.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it sucks. But, I mean, you know, she likes it. No, I've got a...
Everybody always says it. No, it's
the wife.
It's my wife's, yeah.
Not me. I've got the Mac. I'll live up to it.
Well, you're the Apple apologist.
Right in Pat's lap.
Softball.
Yeah, why are you using an Apple?
Who, me?
You obviously are the guilty one, aren't you? I don't think Dave's using an Apple.
Nah, I've got one, but I don't use it.
Shame. We'll see.
See, they all say that. I've got one, but I don't use it. That's what Pat says, too. Pat has one, too. I've got one, but I don't use it.
It's at least our. It's in my wife's office. I don't use it. She loves it, though. No, I've just got, like, a little shuttle box and an old Pentium 3 server. And an old Compaq EVO, like one of those small form factor Compaqs, Celeron, that's kind of a piece of crap. A Dell laptop and a Dell Dimension 4100.
See, now I think that's a real testament to Linux, though, because every time I ask somebody about what kind of hardware they have, all these Linux guys, the Linux junkies like me, they all have more than one computer, and they're always telling you, I got this piece of crap thing that I keep stuffed
and
underneath
it works
my
great.
Yeah. I keep it stuffed underneath my basement steps, right? And it does my DNS, DHCP, file server, Samba printing.
My website.
Whatever. My web server, mail. Blah. It's a piece of crap. And it's sitting right next to it is my other piece of crap. And that does, you know, that does a time server, a Stratum one time server, and blah, 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 blah. And they're all like, oh, it's a P133, a P200. And I really think that's a testament to Linux because there's no way in hell that there's anything that you can run that makes any difference to anybody on Windows anymore.
Right.
Yeah. I can't imagine. You know, you don't run into anybody anymore who's just, you know, I'm still running Windows 95 on my P100, and it's just doing wonderful for me. I do word processing, and it serves up my website and everything else. No one ever says that shit.
Old
they always
do.
Tell you on Linux, though, that they have some piece of shit hardware under their steps.
Old ladies do. I see a lot of old ladies running Linux. Running Windows 95.
I bought one Mac in my life, and I bought it at a Goodwill store, Salvation Army 1. I got a Mac 2E with a bunch of RAM chips for, like, I think it was either $2.50 or 25 cents.
Nice.
And
those
I brought
are cool.
It home. It worked. It worked. And I gave it away like a week later. So
those are cool, though. Get to see what do you got, the little Mac Portable, Alan?
Which one?
Your little one in the suitcase.
The little one in the suitcase.
Is that like an SE or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a SE30.
SE30.
I've got two of those, actually.
That Jeanette person on the IRC, isn't that the one that sent us the email?
Yes.
Is it? Hi, Jeanette.
Notice that
we have Dave on the show this time.
Isn't that the person? We don't use a gender-specific pronoun because we don't know.
Because we don't know enough English to do that.
Yeah. Because we don't know whether it's a Frenchman.
Jeanette is a woman's name.
But it could be something in a different language.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Dan, do you still have that MacBook that you were testing with work?
No, I had to return that. I only had it for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Was that a regular MacBook or a MacBook Pro?
No, regular MacBook.
Okay.
Why?
It's a black one, right?
No, I was just curious. I couldn't remember. I was just curious which one it was. Is that the one that's got all the problems, like the battery problems and the, or is that the Pro?
No, that's G4, right? The G4 is the one where they did the recall, right?
Well, no, there's
is that right?
No, the new ones, the new MacBooks.
Yeah, the new ones too.
The MacBooks and the MacBook Pros have a problem, so.
Yeah, it all depends on what model you get. And
the new Dell laptop.
You got to do it by serial number, right, on the battery?
Yeah, you got to look. Like, we have a whole bunch of MacBooks that they just purchased, and we had to look at all the batteries. It's like certain battery models.
You got to read the serial numbers. Not,
like, it's like a certain batch of batteries they received. Looks
right, I had to do that. I had to do it with my Dell 700M laptop with that, you know, that Dell battery recall.
Was yours affected?
No, no, fortunately not. But
on those recalls,
it's a good little laptop.
If your batteries are affected, do you have to send the battery back and they ship you a new one, or do they ship you a new one and you send your battery back?
I think I was reading on the Dell site about the Dell recall one, and they send you a new one and they send you a mailer to send back the old one. So I don't, you know.
Apple, I think, wants you to return a whole friggin' laptop, right? Send me your laptop, and in a month, I'll send it back to you with a new battery, maybe.
They're doing the mailer thing, too, I think.
Are they? I'm really impressed.
How generous.
Usually, they don't. Usually, they want you to return a whole damn thing. Just bring it into an authorized Apple reseller.
You know, I got a question for you about Apple stuff. You know, my wife, like I said, has been using our Mac, and she has bought just a shitload of music through the iTunes Music Store. Is there any... I mean, I know that a few years ago there was a, you know, some script or that would let you convert, let's say. Is there anything like that anymore?
On iTunes, you're supposedly, now I haven't tried it because I didn't buy any music off of iTunes, but I have some friends that do this. Supposedly, while you're in iTunes, if you right click on the actual media itself, you can choose, like, to convert it to, what is it, AAC or MP3 or whatever the hell you normally use, and that'll just convert it and remove the DRM. Or
you can just burn it to
CD. You can burn it to a CD and then rip it again, which, you know, it's kind of sucky because then you're going from a lossy format to a lossless back to a lossy. And,
yeah, but it's I was just going to say, it's lossy to begin with. So right. I've done that before on it, and it really doesn't sound that bad.
Does it really? I try it either way, but I'm pretty sure you can like right-click on it and tell it to convert it to AAC.
I don't know if Sharp Music works anymore. Sharp Music used to let you interface directly into the iTunes store. You used to browse the catalog, listen to some of the songs, buy songs, and then when you bought the song, it would automatically rip off the DRM when you downloaded it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that still works.
Well, I did it on my Archbox about 6 months ago, and it worked.
Yeah, that was 6 months ago, though. Yeah. I haven't done it in a while.
Sharp Music or ripping it? You can rip the DRM off in Linux. There's a program to
him
do it.
Was the other program, right?
I think. I forget what
JT
it is.
Is here in the chat. Harmony? Is that
Harmony?
See, now what I want to figure out how to do is, like, iTunes right now, the ITMS, the iTunes Music Store, has free downloadable videos, okay? The, you know, like Blade and stuff like that, the free...
The series.
Just miscellaneous free, you know, videos of different things. What I really want to do is I want to figure out how to pull the DRM off of those so that I can watch them on my Linux box, and nobody can tell me how the hell to do it. And it's really irritating the hell out of me. So if anybody knows, you know, by all means.
What format is it in?
Send me an email. They're DRM'd MP4 files.
What happens when you try and play them in M Player?
Nothing. They crap out on you. Bad. Tells you that it's
well, what you do
DRM.
Is, first off,
it's got the DRM.
You flip,
it's
you like hold up a finger disease, in defiance
it's
and find
something
else. It's
got the DRM. You can't do it. What's that?
Hold up your finger in defiance and find something else to watch.
Yeah, I've been doing that, but you know what?
YouTube.
Hold up my finger to them all day long, but they're free, you know? So
no, they're not. They're free if you have iTunes.
It's free on
my Mac. Free with a lowercase f.
It's free on my Mac.
But, you know, I'm trying to figure out a way to wean my wife off of the iTunes Music Store and the iPod because it just kills me.
Sucks,
you know?
Doesn't
you
it?
Know what? For
install Ubuntu on her machine. That's a good way to wean her
price,
off of it.
The price of a song on iTunes, you can get, what, 10 or 15 songs at all of MP3?
Yeah, right.
Go to allofmp3.com.
You get 10 or 15
You get a whole album for the price of one song.
I'm starting to drop the hints. I mentioned it the other day. All of MP3.
You better get on there now before
just go over to
before
that
US. Yep. Before the what is it? The go World Trade Organization shuts
Ubuntu
them
on
down.
Back. That'll fix that right away.
Can you believe this? All of all the problems in the world.
That's
all
important.
The problems. It's important that they shut down of all of MP3.
That's right.
PiratesBay.com.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Forget the fact that, like, the Russians have lost track of their half of their
nuclear
weapons.
Nuclear arsenal, I know.
Right? Forget that shit. No, what we're really concerned about is the fact
MP3
that
site.
It's the fact that they're selling a fucking Paula Abdul song for 5 cents. That's what we
That's
really
what it's
want.
It's worth, really, when you get down to it.
We really want to, you know, take care of that. Forget that whole, you know, nuclear arsenal thing, you know.
You know, I mean, it seems that at the very least, what these record companies ought to do, if they're going to do something through iTunes, is
pull
like
their head out of their ass. That's what they.
Well,
ought to
that
do
would be nice, but I mean, if they're not going to do that, it'd be like just like the top 40 or the top the Billboard stuff or whatever. If they got a DRM that or whatever, but you know, some of the old stuff, the classics, you know, I don't know. It just seems like kind of ridiculous.
The whole thing just seems like a waste to me. And you know, let them.
You know,
if they
close down all of MP3, it'll be open up in a week.
Sure, it will.
Look at they'll just find another loophole to work.
Look
here.
At the Pirate Bay, man. Not only was that open up in a couple of days, but now they got
Sweden.
Like legislation protecting it now, you know?
Gotta love Sweden, man. Hot chicks with blonde hair and pirated movies
and
music. Works for me, man.
Oh, man.
Sweden's a nice place. I've been there, actually.
I heard it's beautiful up there.
It is. Stockholm is a beautiful city.
And Gothenburg's a pretty cool town from what I hear, too. Oh, thanks, Dan.
Oh, man. How do you do that? And then, like, he does that in his microphone, and he puts his microphone right up to his nose.
He likes how it smells.
It's like scratching your button and sniffing your finger, man. I mean, ugh, it's just disgusting.
MSG.
Hey. yes, I had meatloaf tonight.
Oh, jeez.
So have you guys tried the new Slackware yet?
No.
It's just like the old Slackware,
only
tried
it.
Newer.
It's on release 3 now, isn't it? 11R3?
RC3, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Now, and I understand, you've tried it already, right, Jess?
Yeah. I've got it on my laptop, actually, right now.
Here's what I want to know, right? On the new Slackware, on the installer, is it easy to get the 2.6 kernel running this time?
I never had a problem getting 2.6 kernel running.
Yeah, I'm not talking. You just shut up, fart, man.
Well, there's a 2.6 kernel in the, I mean, when you're going through the setup, through the installation, and when you get to the kernel page, there's a 2.6 kernel there, just like there was with 10.2. But
right.
The problem is, or the tricky thing is that when you install the kernel and you reboot, you still have to go in and you got to remount the CD and go into the extras directory and install the modules.
That's what you had to do on 10.2.
Right. And I thought that was changed this time, and when I just did it, you know, the other night, I saw that I rebooted and I did lsmod, and there was like nothing.
Yeah,
nothing worked.
That just sucks. Pat, if you're listening, buddy, do me a favor. Before you release this, please fix that because that is my super, you know, number one annoyance.
Yeah, that you're right. I agree, Link. That's like the one thing.
And that's got to be, what, a 2-second fix for him, right? Come on, Pat.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
Don't look at me, man.
I love Slackware. Please fix that before you let 11 loose.
See, this is the problem, because what you do is you install Slackware, you go to kernel.org, you download the latest kernel, you do make, you know, your preference, make config, make xconfig. If you're a masochist, it's just make config. To go through the live outline, then it's what? Make dep? Make what is it? Make clean, make dep?
Make BZ image?
Make BZ image.
You don't even know what it is anymore, and you've done a million
make
of
Make modules install, and that's it.
Yeah.
Hey, I got
how about just pick the damn kernel off the CD and have it do it,
I don't have to regurgitate it. I just let my fingers fly.
Yeah,
just they know exactly what to type.
Let your fingers do the walking.
That's it. Then I'm done.
You do that on your Ubuntu box?
No, I I don't have an Ubuntu box.
Speaking of Ubuntu,
my wife does them. I have it on the PPC, but I run Arch.
Dave was bitching about Ubuntu. Dave, what are you looking to do, man?
Overthrow Mark Shuttleworth and take over Ubuntu.
I'm lazy. I've got Ubuntu on this Mac, and I've got Ubuntu on the desktop, and I've got it on this laptop, but it's...
Now, wait, you have Ubuntu on your Mac? Didn't you just say like 4 minutes ago that you weren't using your Mac? Didn't he say up and down, I'm not using the Mac.
I've said it twice. Now, I put it on there just for the purposes of a podcast, and it's still on there, but I mean, I've not touched it. I'm going to give it to my daughter eventually. But
you don't like it.
The question. No, I don't like it. But
I think Dapper is broken.
You don't like Ubuntu, or you don't like PPC Linux? Or both?
PPC Linux. I mean, it's the lack. What is it? Lacks flash, and it lacks
video codecs.
Yeah,
and sound.
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
A lot of the time.
And sound.
And decent sound. Wi-Fi support sometimes.
Yeah, sound works on this okay. It runs really fast. This is a G4 single processor 450, I think, and it runs very fast. But I don't have any use for it, so I'm going to give it to my oldest daughter. But I'm probably going to put Debian on this laptop eventually, though. Like I said, I'm lazy and just getting around to it. If it's not really broke, so I'm not in a hurry. But it has frustrated me when Breezy worked as well as it did, and then to go to Dapper and have the problems I've had with it has been frustrating.
But you know, it's not just you that had problems with it. I actually took Ubuntu off of my workstation at home. Shut up.
And now you're running.
And I put Arch on it from, you know, all the poking and prodding I took from Fart Man over here in Pat. And I really like Arch.
Oh yeah, here
we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, we're about 6 months behind.
What
hey, Link, have you updated the Easy Arch script, by the way?
Just a couple of things here and there.
Yeah. You know, I have a question. Your Easy Arch script requires Subversion and wget, right?
It requires Subversion to get it, yeah.
Yeah, why don't you just... why does it require Subversion to get it?
Because it's
a script.
Under Subversion right now.
Oh.
As a project.
It's a script.
For development.
It's like what? One file?
Yeah, but I have people, other people that are working on it besides me.
Okay. I was just wondering why it requires Subversion.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
It's so multiple people can work on it.
It's a good idea, but you know, like for me, it's like, well, you know, why am I going to download? I already have my Arch up and running. I don't have another machine to install it on, but it looks like a really
worthwhile
project.
Yeah, well, if you did have another machine, you put it on there.
I'm debating what to throw on my laptop once I get it back from the shop. It should be coming within a week or two.
Vista.
No,
Release candidate 3.
I'm thinking maybe Slackware. I'm thinking of trying Slackware again.
Wow. Link goes to Arch. You go to Slackware.
No, Link's
just on the laptop, though.
Link's just waiting for 11 to come out for Slackware.
No.
So.
Canonics is great, by the way.
If it's so great, how come you're not running it?
Canonics.
Because they don't have an AMD 64 port.
Gentoo does.
Gentoo does. Debian does.
What the hell?
SUSE does.
Leopard's going to be 64-bit.
I don't care about that.
Yes, he does. You know, he's just waiting.
You're running Arch now, Pat?
No, I'm not running Arch anymore. I was running Arch for a while on my laptop, and after like the whole fiasco with the X server, I was like, enough of this crap. Because I was using my laptop for work-related stuff, and I needed to be stable.
So you're using 64-bit Ubuntu?
What I'm running right now is on my blog server, I'm running Debian stable. I'm running Kubuntu on my AMD 64, and my laptop was running Kubuntu as well, but I'm thinking of maybe trying Slackware when it comes back. Slackware 11 should be out by the time it comes back, so just to see where Slackware is at. I'm curious, you know.
The last time I ran a 64-bit version of Linux, so I guess was Fedora Core 2, maybe. And I really liked it because it, I guess it had the multiple architecture support. It was relatively seamless to install 32-bit binaries beside the 64-bit. And I tried it with Debian, and it wasn't as seamless. It required change routing. And does Kubuntu require that?
No, it doesn't. I mean, you can't do change root if you want to. But for the most part, you could just do force architecture when you install the package.
Yep. In other words,
download the Debian package, right? And when you do dpackage-i to install it, just do a dash force architecture, and that should take care of it. There's a library that you need, IA32, which is like the compatibility library.
Yeah.
Once you have that installed, for the most part, everything should run. Everything I've tried to work and install works fine, so I haven't had to do change root at all.
See, okay. According to Pat, you just popped that Canonix disk in and the pearly gates of heaven open right up.
Canonix is a great live distro, man. Do not knock Canonix.
I've used it as a live distro.
It's great. Hallelujah. It's hallelujah. Fast, man.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I've got testing on another box, and testing is really nice. Etch is looking really good.
Yeah, it is, man. It looks
it's
real
stable.
Nice.
Pat was just sitting there one night in the dark all alone by himself, and then all of a sudden this light shone down through his ceiling, and he said, Pat.
And it spoke in German. And he said, but I can't understand.
Canonix.
I want you to run Canonix.
Yep.
And
very
stop
German.
Touching yourself.
The fastest this
pressure.
His CD-ROM like holder caught on fire. It was the burning holder. And then it just etched this CD right there. It was like, it was magic. It was the CD recorder from heaven.
Debian Unstable is looking really awesome, man. The next version of Debian is going to be awesome. I'm a KDE person, man, but I was totally blown away by how fast GNOME was. GNOME was super fast. It looks awesome.
Yeah, that's another one I might have to switch to and play with, too.
Dave's a KDE person now, too, right, Dave?
No. I've got it on my desktop.
XFCE, and, right? And Fluxbox.
Well, it was XFCE, but Dapper tore that up, and I uninstalled the Dapper version and installed the latest beta from XFCE's website, and it's much better. But I'm a recent Fluxbox convert. I love that.
See, what I find interesting is we say, Fluxbox. Dave, you're a KDE user. He's, no, I run it on my desktop.
KDE's sweet. KDE's my desktop of choice.
I don't use the desktop anymore because when I got the laptop, I use the desktop very rarely. But when I installed Dapper on this, I thought I would try KDE, and I've really never, I don't know if it's been rebooted.
Have you guys ever tried Rat Poison?
I have.
Briefly.
Why?
Yeah. Exactly.
Why? Here's what I think about rat poison.
Link, you're a screen guy. I mean, it's kind of like screen.
Yeah, but like, here's what I think about rat poison. Why do you need that layer in there when you already have like just a basic X with nothing? Because that's what rat poison is. Yeah. You know, rat poison is X.
Well,
with
it's
kind of
like screen with X.
Yeah, well,
CDE.
See, that's what I you know.
No, CDE was cool in the day, man.
Years ago.
I like Rat Poison because, like, I configure, like, Fluxbox, WindowMaker, XFC, all to do the same thing. No icons, nothing on the desktop except the applications I'm running.
Right. Yeah,
and I'm wondering why I don't run Rat Poison.
Because Rat Poison doesn't give you anything beyond that. And you use, like, side menus and, you know, side click menus and stuff like that. And
I don't use a lot of those. Because
that's the thing. I mean, it's all keyboard driven. And if you get your keybinding set up, and it's pretty fast. I mean, it's pretty cool. Just, I don't know, something different.
What's this blinking up here?
Enlightenment looks promising. Enlightenment 17.
It's real nice. I like that a lot.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how it turns up, you know, whenever they release it. You know, we've talked to an Enlightenment guy, and it's a small developer community, so it might take them a while.
What? Yeah. Who? What?
Enlightenment.
Oh. E17.
Yes. Looks nice.
I installed it on Ubuntu right before I ditched Ubuntu. Maybe that was one of the reasons. I don't know. But I installed it on there and just, you know, did the default E17. And I really think it was uglier than shit.
Really?
I really I mean, my honest opinion was good Lord, you know, man, that's bad. And
The file manager is ugly.
It really was horrible. And, you know, I didn't even... I didn't even exit out of it like nicely. I just did the whole control alt backspace thing and got right the hell back out. And that's it, man. I'm not going to play anymore until somebody fixes
it. I'll always remember that episode where Dan, we were talking to the alignment guy, and Dan on the machine that we're running like Skype or whatever we were talking to him.
Oh, yeah.
He changes. He starts playing with the configuration files for alignment as we're talking to the guy.
Bam!
And he crashes.
Everything goes down.
That was not the same time he recompiled the kernel, right?
No.
This was just installing a window manager, man. Took everything out.
That was the entire first 2 years there.
Dad.
You know what I don't like about XFCE? I don't like that bar. What's that called at the top? This thing.
The task bar?
I don't like the task bar.
You can get rid of it.
Get rid of it, man.
How do you get rid of the task bar? I tried doing it.
Yeah, you go into the XFCE configuration crap, and you tell it not to load the task bar. There's like an XFCE file thing.
Well, yeah,
right. You can't do it.
You can also, yeah, you can set it in the whatever what the hell's the XFCE script? Not start.
That's where you have to do it in the it's like an Etsy X11 XFCE crap thing. You go in there and it loads the task bar. And
you try that right now.
Comment that sucker out.
I'm running everything. And you guys get all cut up, right?
You can kill that too.
IRC said. Yeah, you can kill all XFCE /task. That's in the IRC.
XFCE, it's XFCE 4- taskbar, I think.
Yeah. Just be sure to save your settings.
Looking for the taskbar.
He's going to quit Audacity.
Is that the panel?
We're talking to you, it's Dan changing configuration files as we speak.
No, it's not the panel.
Just warning you, man.
No, the panel is the thing at the bottom. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's the taskbar. Well,
expand that. You don't have a W on.
Right
there
it
is. Didn't you listen? You need
there goes the stream. Here it goes.
Look, see? There's nothing there.
Yeah, no, we're doing a show. We are.
I'm not running.
Let me see here.
I don't see it.
It's not listed here at all, and I don't have an XFCE 4- taskbar either.
Just try XFCE.
Hold on.
The four.
Let's see here.
No four. They're all four.
Kill all. I don't know. You freaking broke it, man.
I didn't.
Damn, breaking crap again.
Well, at least the stream's still going.
Quick crack. What's this XFCE buddy setting, man? Show?
Oh, here it is. It's hold on.
You hear everybody in like three or four different locations beeping and typing.
Oh,
and
there it is. XF taskbar. Four.
There you go. See? Just kill XFCE.
Yay, it's
dead.
There
you go, man.
There you go.
Everything's locked up now.
Now go into Etsy X11 XFCE and grep for that XF taskbar. One of the files you find, you can just comment it out. And then no. And you'd be good. It won't start up anymore.
Wait, where is the Etsy X11?
Etsy X11 XFCE should be.
No, there's no XFCE in here. I'll find it later. Yeah. No use belaboring this.
Peck of wood.
So what distros are your current favorites right now?
You know what? Here, I got something. You know what's really cool to do in XFCE? Use something like WMBG set or whatever it is. Use a non-XFCE background setter and change your background, and it messes XFCE up really bad.
Dan knows how to break things.
Then you got to delete the... Like, it'll screw it up so bad that even when you restart it, it's messed up. You got to delete the cache.
So what distros are...
They're running rocks with it.
What? What about rocks?
See, running rocks with XFCE isn't as seamless as it used to be, I don't think, either.
No,
I don't run rocks.
If you run the 1.0, whatever it is, version of rocks, you're good. If you run that 2.0 thing, that 2.0 version will screw up everything. Unless
what does it take over the desktop?
Yeah, it does. It hijacks every damn thing. It's horrible.
Like Nautilus?
I still use it all the time, but like I only use the file manager portion of it.
Have you seen PC Man FM Link?
That's a nice file manager.
Have you seen PC Man FM?
PC Man FM, nope.
It's a new GTK 2-base tab file manager.
I'm going to look at
it
right now, though.
It's lightweight. It's really nice.
PC Man.
How could you not know what it is? Because he's only been talking about it on this last four or five episodes.
Shut up, man.
That's right. Caught you.
He's not paying attention.
Busted.
Hey, everybody has to get up and get something to drink once in a while, right?
Like, yeah, it just so happens that
every time
he comes up on the episode, he's out getting a drink.
Dave's built a new package and Link's out getting a drink.
Yeah.
Don't be talking about me drinking anything from Dave's package. I don't want to hear that. That's disgusting right there.
Has that replaced Emil FM?
No, not for me.
No, not for you.
No, no, that looks pretty good, man.
I didn't try it out yet, but...
That looks pretty good.
I kind of like Emil FM.
That looks a lot like...
Emil FM 2, right?
Emil yeah. FM 2, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I tried the Emil FM 2 thing because, you know, terminal. Dave talks it up so much. But when I tried it, I could not figure out how to set the... I can't figure out how to set the run action with something.
Just right-click on something.
Tried that, man. It must be, like, I broke some shit somewhere.
Yeah,
it goes
beyond Nautilus or KDE, Link.
Yeah, I can't do it anymore, man.
He's like, why is it like more like Explorer? Damn it.
I can't deal with
Where's
this.
Where's the Finder?
Where's Notepad?
Where's the Finder?
There's no Finder. Dang.
Any of you guys ever tried Vector Linux?
Yes.
Yeah, in fact, we use that extensively.
That's the closest thing to Slackware. I've never installed Slackware. It on Slackware. Yeah, I know. But Vector's the closest thing to, you know, to Slackware I've installed. I know it's based on Slackware. That's the absolute fastest distro I've ever used is Vector.
You're not using Arch, obviously.
Arch is quick, man.
That was quicker?
Oh, yeah.
Arch is lickety-split, man.
Arch is fast. No,
it's like ducks mating in and out. That's it. But, we actually have in our lug, a member of our lug is pretty heavily into the Vector developmental community.
Okay.
He is working, and he works on the code for the installer.
Yes.
I think, right?
He does a good...
The configuration like installer?
It's Chris?
Yes. Chris, Engelfin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's come a long way since he first started.
Boy. We got him a raw little kid, man, and he's a developer now. So.
He's evil.
No more threatening emails?
No.
Something like that.
And he no longer tries to download the internet.
Yes.
On Dan's server.
He's
Dan's
always
server.
Running that HTTPS tunnel, though.
Yeah, it's funny right there.
Now, the $10,000 question, I know Chess doesn't want to answer this because a lot of people, I've been on Linux Reality forums, and a lot of people ask Chess, so Chess, what distro are you running? I know the answer to this. I know he runs Slackware, he runs Arch.
And Vista.
And Vista.
XP?
Vista. That's right. The most recent build. It's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've got Slackware on one desktop. I've got Arch on another desktop. And I've got a Debian Sarge server and a Slackware server. And my laptop's got also Debian testing on it. So, you know, a mix.
Hey, Dave, what are you running now?
Didn't we already cover this with Dave?
I don't know. I've got three Ubuntu installs and a Debian install currently right now. That's not counting the Mac or the Windows machine in this house. And I've got two dead computers behind me. Yeah, that's my daughter's. It's not mine.
The daughter, the wife.
Once again, we're at the I don't use it thing. I don't make it.
The only computer my wife uses is my web server, and she plays that X Mahjong game every night for about an hour. So.
Chess, are you married, or is that illegal in your state? No, seriously, are you married?
Yeah, I'm married.
Okay.
Two kids.
Got two boys.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, now, both of you are, you know, you guys are really into... Are your families using Linux? Because, like, my family, that's all they use. I don't, you know, that's... Except for the daughter sometimes uses OS X, but they prefer Linux. Are your families using Linux? And what's been the reaction to it?
Go ahead, Jeff.
That's it. You ask them both at the same time so they fall over each other.
I'll go. I don't let my girls touch the Linux boxes anymore after what one of them did to mine. And my like I said, my wife plays one game on one, but I restrict my daughters to just the Windows box. I've had too many mishaps already.
Don't kill the bug in here. You're going to mess up my rug. Too many mishaps?
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
I have destructive daughters.
Still moving.
What about you, Chess?
My kids, I've got one son that's 5 and one son that's just turned 1. So they're
little kids.
They haven't, little kid, so I'm actually going to build them a computer at some point, and that will have Linux. But my wife uses the Mac. I tried to get her to use Linux about 4 years ago, and it just didn't take. I don't know. It was like all these little things, you know. She'd be like, "Well, why can't it do this or why can't it do that?" I can't think of the examples, but you know, I love my wife to death, but man, she was driving me crazy with that. So I was just like, you know, stick with the Mac. That's fine. And so she's stuck with it ever since.
That's when you lay down on the lawn and you say, "Because you can't deal with it."
You know, there's some battles.
Like what? What couldn't it do?
Well, it was just, I don't know, it was like little things. Like she was just used to, well, I think it was just that she was used to the way the Mac and Windows did things. And I can't think of examples, but she just didn't, you know, she was using KDE, and I mean, she liked the way it looked, and she liked the way she could configure it, but it just, I don't know, she just didn't take to it. So I realized that was a battle I just wasn't ready to fight.
To my knowledge, my wife has used two computer programs her whole life, and one of them is PySol. That Python is a Python base. It's a big solitaire game, Linux solitaire game. The other is the X-Mahjong. So she can find those on a Linux box. She's happy. And I'll give my 9-year-old this Mac eventually, probably next year. But it'll have Linux on it.
The key for my wife is going to be weaning her off that iTunes crack.
It is crack.
You know what? Just let her cruise along until her iPod dies.
Yeah, which should be about 6 months.
Well, she's talking about she wants to get a second one. You know, she goes to the gym and she wants a little, you know, like a. She keeps talking about an iPod Nano or something.
No.
Of course, I'm thinking a iAudio.
Yes,
5
iAudio.
Or but you know, she's got all this iTunes Music Store music. The DRM stuff. That's the problem. That's why I was asking earlier about how to, you know. I guess I just have to rip it onto or burn it onto a CD and re-rip it. I don't know.
No, you know what? There's plugins to iTunes that'll allow you to rip it right out of there.
Yeah.
I know there are, and I can't, you know, since I don't really use it, I've kind of let my knowledge of iTunes go by the wayside. But you can pull. Here comes Alan. Hold on.
Put it into a playlist and just burn it to a CD. You can pick.
Yeah, but you can do that
pick MP3s, and it just all goes right to that.
But you can do it without burning it to a CD.
Probably, yeah. I haven't paid attention to that.
I know there's plugins for iTunes.
So, Alan, you're saying convert it from an AAC to MP3 directly without going to a WAV first?
Yeah, because it's lossless no matter how you look at it. So.
Doesn't it just does that anyhow? Doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it actually does convert. If you're burning it to a CD, it doesn't bother to convert it to a WAV. It just converts it from AAC to MP3.
Well, I thought it would have to.
Well,
convert
unless you're going to burn it to a CD that you're going to play in the car or something.
Oh yeah, well, you can pick to change it into WAV or MP3 or. Just burn it all as is, not removing anything.
There are plugins though that you can get to do that without having to burn the CD.
Yeah, someone posted something in the IRC a while ago. Go back and look.
Yeah, ask it to the Linux Action Show guys. They should be able to tell.
They love Mac.
So do you listen? I mean, do you guys listen to all the other Linux podcasts?
I do.
yeah, I do too. I listen to all of them. I mean, I've listened to your guys' show the longest. I mean, I started listening to you all about a year and a half ago, I guess. But I listen to all the others, you know, Linux Action Show and Jack Attack. And I don't listen to Dave's at all. No, I'm just kidding, Dave. No, I'm just kidding. No, Dave's and your show, you guys really do an awesome job. I mean, I've told you that before, but... You guys have been doing this a long time, 3 years, and...
We haven't learned anything in 3 years.
Yeah. We keep making the same mistakes
just as
every
bad as it was the first day, yeah.
What's that?
We haven't learned anything in 3 years. It's still the same crap.
You know, and it's just, you know, it's the same crap, but every year it gets longer. It's like another 10, 20 minutes every couple of months. Like,
when is the birthday?
I don't know.
September. Is it September something? October something?
September, is it? 19?
Is that September?
Who's our guest?
September 10th, maybe? Something like that.
Who's our guest on the September anniversary show? It would be either Jono or Brian Bagnell.
Yeah, the guy who wrote the Commodore book.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Commodore book.
I love Commodore, man. I'm an old diehard Commodore person, man.
Oh, I picked up that book.
It's a good book, isn't it?
I haven't started it yet. We're going on a trip in about a week, so I'm
going
to read it
then. I'm like 200 pages in, and it's awesome. I love it.
We're going out to... My parents have a place out at the Outer Banks in North Carolina at the beach, so we're just going to go out there for a week.
Are you going to be in Dave's territory?
No,
Dave's down south.
Wait,
south
where are you,
Carolina.
Dave? Oh, you're in... Oh, that's right.
I'm in South Carolina.
So Dave's in South Carolina. My mother-in-law's in South Carolina. Where are you?
I'm upstate South Carolina.
Dave Slusher's in South Carolina, too, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Chess, where are you?
I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, we're by Red Hat, right?
Oh, man. And I'll be in Virginia. We'll like all be like within 4 or 5 hours of each other.
Dan's coming over.
We'll all be on the eastern seaboard. Yeah.
We're already there, but... There's a nice little gap called Virginia between all of us right now, and that's
yeah. Well, hey, you know, well, Dan, I've been up to Virginia Beach a lot. It's nice up there. It's really nice.
It is.
That's very white trash.
That's why I'm moving there.
Dan fits right in.
Yeah, white trash. It's not white trash.
You get the military.
You
like,
know what? I was surprised because I was down there this past weekend, and we actually went to Virginia Beach. And it was dead.
Really?
I expected to be bumper to bumper.
This time
traffic.
Of the year, it should
yeah.
be hopping.
Because like when we go down to Rehoboth Beach, when we used to go down to Rehoboth Beach, you were like 2 hours away from Rehoboth Beach, and it was bumper to bumper traffic.
Like Myrtle Beach this time of the year is really packed right now.
Right.
Probably.
And I was surprised with how vacant it was.
Well, for some
I've not
reason,
been to Myrtle Beach in years.
For some reason, a lot of people from Virginia Beach come down to the Outer Banks of North Carolina, which I never understood because it's like they're going from one beach to another beach. I mean,
yeah,
to get away from the people who are going to Virginia Beach.
Yeah, where do the Outer Banks people go? They go down to what? Georgia or Florida.
Where do people in the Outer Banks go?
Yeah,
I don't know. Out to sea when the hurricane comes.
Which are you on the eastern or western side of South Carolina, Dave?
Western. Up near where South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina all meet.
What town are you in?
I'm near Clemson. I live in a very small town near Clemson.
How far are you from Chester?
From where?
Chester.
I think Chester's the middle part of the state. I'm probably 140 miles from there.
That's a hike.
Because I know Chester is about 45 minutes south of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, yeah. It's probably between Charlotte and Columbia then.
Okay.
Dan's looking to dump his kids off at your house, Dave.
Yeah, we're coming to your house next.
You'll leave them there for the weekend.
Thanksgiving is coming soon, buddy.
I will be in South Carolina this weekend. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have to go pick up my kids.
School starts up.
Yeah, I have to go to Virginia, and then I have to pick up my wife, and I have to go to South Carolina and pick up the kids, go back to Virginia, and then come back over here.
I was supposed to tell you guys that Droops said hey.
Oh, you saw Droops?
You're near Droops?
I don't know Droops. I posted a link on my Lugs mailing list that I was going to be on the show tonight, and Droops emailed me back and said to tell you all you guys hey. And I wrote back and said I didn't know that he subscribed to the list, but evidently he was thinking about moving down here once upon a time or something, and briefly subscribe to the list and never unsubscribe. But he said to tell y'all, hey.
Hey, Droops is a great guy.
He's Mr. Yeah. Ben Rev now.
Yeah, he's on Ben Rev. He's on, he did Infonomicon. He's a good guy.
Yeah, Droops is a cool guy.
He's a good guy.
His wife is going to bust like any day now, right?
Yep.
You won't hear from him for about 6 months.
That's the end of that. All the projects he's got involved in, that's it. It's over.
Well, he doesn't do twat anymore, pretty much. Lord Dragonboot's pretty much running that deal.
Well, before him, it was Potrillo.
Yeah, Potrillo, yeah.
I have the worst time with the twat downloads. I get partial episodes like every time. I don't know what it is, but I don't think I've ever listened to a twat episode longer than 10 minutes.
Well, are you using a Bashpod or are you using a real podcatcher?
I'm not using Bashpod or downloads.
See, that's the problem right there. You use Bashpod.
I use CastPod and it works fine.
CastPod.
Okay. I may need to try a different podcatcher.
Yeah, I've never had a problem. The only problem I have with any of the twat episodes is I like them, is the sound varies so much that sometimes if you're driving in a car, Sometimes you can't hear a damn thing anybody's saying.
I know. And what the problem is, everybody takes the episode where Droop's taught you how to make a microphone out of a couple of cheapy headphones. They're taking that to heart, and I don't think it works out in the long run.
That's what I use in my car.
Like that. And, yeah. And then there's the episode where some guys talk, and then you're like trying to listen to what he's saying, and all of a sudden, like, this rap music starts. And they're like, what the hell? And that's the end
like,
of the
what
episode.
What the F happened?
Yeah. What was he talking about? I thought I was going to get some tips here. I got one tip, and then it's rap music. Damn it.
The whole thing with Twat is, man, it's all over the place.
It's great, though. I like
yeah,
it.
For what it is,
I
it's cool.
It. There's some really good stuff on there, definitely. Dan, I remember yours on the Fluxbox, like the menu key, or like the keys file on the FB run or whatever. Remember you did one on like tweaking out Fluxbox or something?
Are you talking
no,
to
you're talking Nick? About the... wait. You talking
Dan,
about,
you did
no,
one
that
on
was
Twat.
On a, that was on the tech show. We did that.
I thought you did a Twat episode on
no.
Fluxbox.
It's all mush.
No, I don't think I did. Let me go double
it
check.
It is mush. All the kids eat it.
I don't think I
oh, well.
Wait, so, I did this on that, but I'm not going to
a good Twat. Episode in my mind.
Yeah, Dave ripped us all off.
Yeah. Like I said, 20 minutes prep.
20 minutes prep of listening.
More than us.
I don't. Oh, no, you're right. I did. I was talking about Quicksilver.
You did.
And then doing the
we
same
haven't
thing
done
20 on the
minutes
Fluxbox.
Prep this year.
There you go. See?
Yeah, okay,
that's
you're right. You're right. You're right. I remember that.
That did one on Myth TV on Twat, didn't he?
Yes. You did one on Bluetooth hacking, too.
Yes.
And it was, I was like sitting there because I got this new Nokia phone and it has Bluetooth connectivity.
What do you have, Verizon or Singular?
It's Singular.
Singular works.
And I was thinking to myself, how can I connect? All I wanted to do was create a ringtone. Mm-hmm. And,
it's easy.
The only Bluetooth accessible machine I had was the machine that I have from work.
If you don't have one, you can pick up a dongle for about $20.
Well, I didn't go pick up. And I'm sitting there trying to figure out how can I get a song or a part of a song into a format that would be as a ringtone.
Most of these new phones play MP3s
right. I sat there,
as is.
I sat there,
drag
yeah,
and drop,
I sat there
works.
For like 45 minutes trying to figure out how to convert it into a MIDI file.
Yeah.
And I
you
tried looking
that.
For your stuff, and then I'm like, well, wait a minute, it plays MP3s.
Yeah, it plays MP3s.
Why bother? So I did it.
The conversion stuff is for like the older phones, like the newer phones, like the Razer and all that crap.
Yeah.
They play MP3 files as is.
Yeah. Someone was
going to... I heard that episode. I got a... What number was that?
I don't know.
I'll tell you. Hold on 1 second.
There you go. Alan's playing MP3s on his Razer.
Pat's episode was Cell Phones and Bluetooth, episode 21.
There you go.
Wow, that was a long time
ago. That was
a
while ago, yeah.
Yeah, that was
what I want to know is if I can get a Bluetooth headset.
You know.
And have that work under Linux.
You know, that's a good question. Try that.
Because I want to do that in the worst way. You know, have one of the little Bluetooth
headsets. But don't be one of those people, Link.
So that I can talk on...
Today I went to the Crayola...
Or Skype or whatever.
I went to the Crayola factory
the
in
people
Easton.
People that walk around with headphones.
And yeah. I saw so many people with this stupid Bluetooth headset in their ear. I felt like going over to them and punching them in the face, man. It's like pay attention to your freaking kids and leave the goddamn phone in the car.
See, that's weird because, like... That's the way
no.
it is with
Resistance
with Link.
That's
he
the
doesn't
problem.
Even have the Bluetooth in his ear, and I want to punch him in the face.
That's the problem. Don't don't leave your freaking cell phone in the car. Don't talk on your damn cell
that's
phone
so
in the car.
That's so rude, man. It's
don't
like
talk on your cell phone in the freaking supermarket.
Pay attention to your freaking 3-year-old, man.
Don't
leave the goddamn phone in the car.
Don't talk on your cell
Maybe
phone in a restaurant.
Maybe he was talking to his 3-year-old over the cell phone.
That's annoying as hell, yeah.
I do hate it when people walk around with those things.
Isn't that retarded? It's like someone smack him upside the head.
You know what? I hate even worse than that. I hate those. What are the Nextel phones or whatever the ones with
the
walkie talkie?
Oh, I hate that.
Holy crap, man! You're walking down the road.
What are you
and
doing? Beep. Beep. Nothing. Beep. What are you doing? Beep. Nothing.
Yeah. And everybody's yelling into it, so you can't hear their conversation.
You have a conversation to block
beep.
Away.
You know.
Beep.
Well, you know, you got the guy sitting
that's
at the,
annoying, man.
At the
they
table
do it at a
restaurant
while
himself,
right next to you, yeah.
Sitting there talking on his Bluetooth, and then he pulls out his Nextel.
Yelling to it out loud.
You know, that's what I don't get.
Beep.
Yeah,
I got crabs.
Why doesn't,
how about
why
you?
Why don't people take advantage of all the wonderful features of a cell phone? Because it costs too much money. It's so damn expensive.
Let me tell you something, man. You know, technology is great, man, but you got to step away sometimes.
Yeah.
No one is sticking a freaking chip in under my skin, man. The minute that happens, man, it's the end.
That's too late. When I was banging,
they're all marked at that point.
I had an RFID.
I hear these stories about people getting chip implants at companies and they're paying for surgery. Fuck that, man. Nobody's sticking a fucking chip under my skin.
Tell us how you really.
There was some story on Dig the other day about the military is going to put chips in soldiers instead of dog.
No way, man. No freaking way. Get away.
They probably will.
Dude, man. I don't even go into that.
That's kind of crazy.
They'll wait until the next Democrat gets in office before they do that, though.
Dude, that's...
Then it's the mark of the beast.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking in my head, man. I didn't want to say it, but that's what I'm thinking. It's the fucking mark of the beast, man. We're all going to hell. You know, put a freaking barcode on your wrist, man. Fuck that. Don't touch me.
You can't do that because you couldn't get a good enough print off of skin in order to scan it.
That's so wrong on so many levels.
However, RFID, you know, or some kind of a serial chip implant. Yeah, you could probably.
Dude, RFID, man, is like so insecure.
It'll have some, like, 64-bit chip and a paddle sell his computers to get one. Like, dude, I got this in my arm today. It runs 64-bit Linux.
Dude, listen, I draw the line.
I connect the monitor to my ass. And
I draw the line, man. That is so wrong.
Pat is always selling his old computer equipment off, trying to pawn it off to us guys so he can get new stuff. He'll be in here next week with his new AMD machine. Dude, I'm selling this for $150.
No,
man.
No chips in my ass, man. Get away.
I'm selling for $150, man. I got to get the RFID implant.
It's crazy.
A little nano monitor fits in your eyelids,
right? Companies like implanting employees, man, making it mandatory. I go on a job interview and they tell me I got to get a fucking chip implanted underneath my skin. I fucking walk out of there.
Now, how do you really feel, though, Pat?
I don't think Pat's being honest. I think he's holding back.
He's holding back.
Would you let them stick a chip in you?
No. I'm not letting anybody stick anything in me. That's the
thank you.
Every day, Link goes to work and Chip gets stuck in him.
Yeah, right.
It's like two dogs.
And I say, stop that,
boiling
Chip.
Water out of.
Stop that, Chip. Get away from me. Stop touching me.
We're all going to hell, man.
That's what Dan says.
Yes, stop. They call me Chip when I'm at Link's place.
This conversation is like so downhill right now.
Look, Chip's back.
Stop it, Chip.
We need to pull this out of the gutter immediately.
We're not going
to
see Link for a few hours. Somebody get a pot of water already.
How come every time we all get together, the conversation degenerates into like, you know.
Because it's Dan, that's why. Dan is the common denominator for these conversations.
It's Alan's fault.
It ends up being like gay porn or Dan watching the scad videos or something like that. There's just something fundamentally wrong about that. Can we have one show where we talk about something, you know? You're going to scare these guys off. They're never going to want to come back.
The next show will be on tentacles next time.
Yeah. Tentacle anime.
Oh, man.
I guess I haven't talked in a little while. So
yeah, you speak, Dan.
Yeah, we've gone from gay porn to tentacle sex. Now you guys take it away.
And it's Dan. Dan is always at the center of it.
And you guys are all there together tonight, aren't you?
Yeah. First time. It's the new rug that brought him in.
Yeah, it must be the full moon.
This is the cleanest I've ever seen Dan's house since I've known him.
It is clean, man.
It's real clean. I might actually sleep on the floor.
Nice and clean and fresh painted, and there's no essence of pee on the floor.
There's no hairballs.
Telling you what.
When are you moving, Dan?
When am I moving myself?
That's the question.
Yeah, that's on you.
At this point, it's pretty much when I find a job down there.
It's all your house.
Well, I mean, the house, yeah. Well, now all the work's pretty much done. At this point, it's like, you know, we sell the house whether I'm here or not. Because, you know, in fact, they're like, the lady's like, you know, if you're not here, it's better that you not be here when we show the house.
You know? There'll be a sheet over the computers in this room.
Evidently, they've met, yeah.
Well, you know, she's like, the best thing to do is, like, move everything out and just, you know, not be here when we show the house because it'll go fast.
Yeah, we don't want you here, Dan. You'll scare them away.
Yeah, I was outside painting my porch today, and it's like, this car pulls up, and the guy's like, hey, You selling that or renting it? I'm like, selling it. How much you want for it? So, I mean, people
let
are
me
like,
get out my wallet.
Yeah, people are like, you know, asking us, you know, when's it going on the market? So there seems to be a lot of interest in people. I don't know whether, you know, how fast.
Well, you're right down the block from the college over here, so yeah. It should go quick.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. If it goes quick, then I'm you know, I don't have a job. I got to go move in with my parents. Back to that sucks.
I could set up a cot in the basement, Dan, if you want.
I thought we'd share a bed.
No. I don't think my wife would like
here
that.
Here we go again. Oh, man. Now you guys know
it's
what it's
just
like.
Just a really big bed to be Pat. Pat, Dan, and his wife.
That's what we should have on a t-shirt, a big bed, all of us laying in the bed together. Linux Link Tech Show.
Now these guys have a greater appreciation for how difficult it actually is to do this show.
The Linux Link Tech Show. Get in bed with us.
Yeah, there we go.
At least we're not a couple of dogs sniffing each other.
It could be like the John Lennon Yoko Ono picture, you know, in the bed with the sheets all, you know,
kind of
covering strategic parts of the body.
No, there's a whole lot of strategic parts.
It was a really funny thing, man. Do you guys watch The Source with Alan Newcomb? Those guys, you know, they do that video cast. Mm-hmm. They had a scene where they pixelated their underneath their waist because somebody from the Lug Radio Forum was complaining that you could see up their shorts. So it's a goof. They pixelated like the crotch areas. That was pretty funny.
What is this?
This is the Source video cast.
Okay.
It's really funny. It was a funny thing.
Speaking of that, are you guys going to come to the Ohio Linux Fest next month?
They're in South Carolina.
Yeah. Right. It's pretty far. No.
It's not any farther for them than it is for us.
It would be nice. I know I'm not coming. I used to go to the Atlanta. I guess it was before Linux World. Maybe it was the Atlanta area Linux user showcase or something. Had it from like 98 to 2001. Something like that I've ever been to. But
oh, man, you guys got to make a road trip. You should come.
Are you guys definitely going?
We're going. You
That's
should come.
It's going to be a long drive.
It's going to be a hike.
It's going to be a hell of a
drive.
Are
we all going in one car?
I don't think so. I don't know. No way. I mean, we could.
There's no way, man. I got to be, you know... Within access to at least a really good window if I'm in a car with Dan, you know.
Especially if you're driving overnight, man.
A good window and no more than hot sausages, man. I just can't do that anymore.
We got to give them that stuff that you drink before you go get a colonoscopy, you know, where you drink that stuff and it cleans you out. We'll give that to Dan like 3 days before.
No, we got to start feeding him Beano, you know. Just like
lots and lots of Beano.
Should be good. We're looking forward to going to Ohio. We're going to meet a lot of cool people there. We're definitely going to have a meetup at some point, I'm sure. Gorkon is going to organize everything.
Yeah, you guys should come.
What was the link said innocent. That we're going to go down there, we're going to meet all these great people, Gorkon's going to help us out, and then Link said he's never going to even acknowledge Gorkon while he's there.
Yeah, is Gomer going? Gomer's from Cincinnati, isn't he?
Gomer should be there.
I think Shoprod said he was going. He's up in Michigan.
Yeah, we're going to have some people there, man. They're all coming to see Dave, and Dave said, "Nope, fuck you, I'm not going."
And the Source guys, I think, are from. I think they're from Cleveland. I think. I thought they were in Colorado for some reason, but they're from Ohio.
This is the 30th of September. Is that when that is?
Right.
Yeah, 30th of September.
Right. I think we ought to all go there, and we can make this like the premier Linux event on the
Midwest,
on the eastern half of the United States. Because you know what? Them pansy bastards decided that they're not going to have a Linux World anymore on the East Coast.
Is Jeremy going to be there?
I don't know. Send him an email, man. Find out.
Yeah, I was going
to. He goes to every conference.
Yeah. He's at everyone. He's going to be
there. I like Jeremy.
Yeah, we heard about that. You spent the night with him in Boston.
Yeah, they spent the night together.
Don't ask, don't tell.
We don't have any pictures of that one. Yeah.
The camera broke.
Jeremy had that really nice bed.
They didn't have enough sheets to strategically place around them, I guess.
Dan disappeared for about 24 hours straight in Boston with Jeremy.
He spent the night with Jeremy. He came back to the motel room the next day. He was like rubbing his butt and going, really?
He had another wedding ring on his finger.
I'm so sorry.
I had a question.
It was from sleeping on the floor. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, Dan, I remember you said you were going to tell that story one time. You haven't told it, have you?
What story?
about your your evening with Jeremy.
We had a good time.
We'll just leave it at that.
It went out and I had a good time.
We want to know any more than that. We were all privy to the first half of the evening with Jeremy, so holy knows. You know, after, you know, and both of them drink like a fish, too. I just want to say that. Oh. Right? Like, you and Jeremy and Pat was Pat was blowing them down, too.
I could drink.
You had what? Al, what, they had must have had seven beers or something like that over dinner.
That sounds plausible.
Seriously,
I know, because the only thing I drink is soda. So.
Yeah, they must have had like seven beers at dinner at least. I'm not talking between all of them. I'm talking each. Right? And then, and, yeah, you know, and then they got up from there and they're like, oh, well, you know, I'm thirsty. Let's go in a bar.
Shit, man. I had better judgment and go home and get some sleep.
Yeah, I'm getting old. I'm going home.
Yeah, there was tequila involved that night. And something
we didn't have a choice. Otherwise, they'd lock the car behind the gate.
That's true. We had the car in a convention center parking lot. And we had to get it out by a certain hour. Otherwise, so it'd be locked.
When you start an evening out with seven beers over a half an hour dinner and then you go out drinking afterwards, you know something is going on, man.
Nobody got pregnant. That's all that matters.
Oh, man.
It's all relative.
Now, oh, yeah.
Ohio's looking good, man. We're going to have a good time there. I really hope that anyone listens to this show or your guys' shows, please come and meet us in Ohio. We're probably going to have a meetup somewhere. Gorkon mentioned maybe some brewing company.
Friday night about 11:30 at Gorkon's house.
We'll go out some brew place and we'll have a lot of beers.
I'll publish the directions and everybody just start banging on the windows and the doors. And
Columbus should be fun, man. Just we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's a fun town. I remember a friend of mine from college was in med school there and I went to visit him sometime in the mid 90s. I don't know, 96, 97 or something. And we went to go see Widespread Panic play somewhere at some bar, and it was fun. And we just went out around town. That's a fun town.
Yeah. Gorkon was asking on the RC what night we're going to do a meetup. I would think Friday night would probably be prime. We can't get too loaded because we got to do the show the next day.
Right.
But we'll definitely go out and have a good time.
I would rather get loaded Friday night and have to do the show the next day than get loaded Saturday night and have to drive home.
Well, Saturday night they're doing the official convention party.
Right.
You loaded both nights.
There we go. But we can't get too plastered because we actually got to show up early the next morning.
Nah, it doesn't matter. You can show up early. I'm sure the public transport system is better than Boston.
Dan will roll in around 11.
Yeah. You guys have like
a booth? You guys
a
bring a shirt for me?
Yeah, we have a booth there.
What?
Yeah.
You know, it'd be funny if Pat and Alan got drunk and then they woke up the next day and like Pat's head was on Alan's body. Like the two-headed transplant. Remember that movie, The Incredible Two?
Ray Milland and Rosie Greer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where do you come up with this crap, Dan?
Where was that movie? Like 74?
Where do hilarious.
You come up with
this? Where do you come up with this crap?
I'll be the black guy.
I haven't thought of that.
That would be hilarious.
That would be funny.
What is wrong? You obviously you've had enough to drink because I don't know how anybody's synapses would. You know, curl around to hit that.
The scary part is I know exactly what he was talking about.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
We all knew what he was talking about, but why was he thinking it?
The man with two heads.
That would be funny.
Oh, gosh. Those aren't pillows. Little planes train.
Listen, I got the pictures of Link cuddling in bed with Dan.
That's funny. That was funny.
I wonder if it's still on my cell phone. It might be.
That's funny. You never put that. You should post
I
that.
I still have it on my phone.
That is hysterical. Dan is like, you know, here's Dan. The entire time we're in Boston, right? Dan is forever out partying until like the last drop is gone, right? He's the last one to crawl into the room. The last one to try and get any sleep, and of course he's like the last one to get up in the morning, right?
There we go.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, it's on my phone.
Dude, you gotta send it. We'll post it on one of the things.
There's a jug of beer next to the bed.
Yeah. So Dan's laying on the bed and he's all covered up, and I tried to wake him up like eight times, right? Pat came over from their room and got me and said, "Link, you gotta wake him up and get him up." And I get over there and Pat put this big jug of beer on the bed next to him. And so I snuck in and I laid my head on his head. And I was rubbing his shoulder and I said, "Dan.
Wake up, Dan.
Dan, wake up, Dan." it's time to get up, honey. And he's like, it was really hysterical. And then Pat snapped a picture with his phone. It's classic, man.
I'm saving that, man.
You only have fun like that.
Saving it when I really need it.
It's just fun. Get up, honey. I think he still didn't get up. Like, we went down and ate breakfast, right?
Just be lucky that's all he said.
Yeah.
I think Dan was hungover every night, not for nothing.
Every morning.
Every morning he could barely walk.
That's what you're supposed to do when you're there, right?
That's true. You're on a convention, man. You got to have some fun.
Dan and the Shriners. It's funny.
He's got one of those little fezzes.
Except I wouldn't wear it on my head.
That's why it was a little fez.
Yeah. A tiny fez. Yeah, that's not what you said that night.
Fez and pasties.
With the little swingy things on them.
Little pasties.
I drove by the titty bar down here on Hanover Avenue, and there was a guy out front. He was like sitting on a busted car seat that was ripped, like it was ripped out of a car in front of the place. I don't know what he was doing. He just looked like he was passed out.
Oh, Jesus.
His head was in his, like, you know, he's holding his head.
That's a picture you have to take with your phone.
I know. I should have. I was like, look at these two guys. The other guy was sitting there with his back against the wall next to a broken mirror. That's some good clientele.
Oh my God.
And you just had to push right by him when you went in there, didn't you, Dan?
We definitely have to have a get-together at some point, though. If you guys don't make it to Ohio, we should definitely have something in the future where we get together.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome. Good.
We need to have a Linux podcasting symposium or something.
Virginia Beach, baby.
Virginia Beach, we're there. Next summer.
Tidewater Lug.
Have you gone to the meetings, Dan?
I'm up here. How would I go to the meetings?
I'm just listen, man. I don't put anything past you, man.
Not yet. When I get down there, I plan to be going to the meetings. Definitely.
All right. Well, listen, I still got a couple of things I want to remark on before we're out of here. We're running out of time. Dave was talking about, what was that wiki that you were talking about that you just tried?
TiddlyWiki.
TiddlyWiki.
Yeah.
Now, that looks pretty cool.
I found Google Labs today, I guess a Google app called Notebook that I like a whole lot better.
Mm-hmm.
It's not... The TiddlyWiki thing is real non-linear. It's hard to explain. I couldn't really get my head around it, but the Google Notebook is really nice.
Yeah, that is nice. I use that. With
the
only thing is, it doesn't really work in OS X, so it's like... No, seriously, because I use OS X sometimes at work.
Okay.
And, you know, you could... Like, if I was running all Linux, I could share all that stuff, you know, between, you know, each machine, because it's... Yeah. But go ahead, sorry.
Well, I tell you what I found was... I
thought you said you hated Wiki.
You shut the hell up.
Bitching about Wiki.
I keep some of my documentation on a Wiki at work, right? So I was looking for one that I could use at home. Something, you know, something a little different. I like to have a little variety. And I tried three or four different ones. The Spice of Life. I came across one called SpeedyWiki. SpeedyWiki. That's a speedywiki.sourceforge.net. And it's just a little one, but it's real easy to get up and running. It's fast and has a really small footprint. And the guy that wrote it, Cameron Shellum, I emailed him about a couple of things, like some feature requests and stuff that I would like to see on there. And he was like, must have been 20 minutes he responded back to me. So I really appreciate that from a developer, right? They when they're right on stuff and responded back, and he posted the request in his feature request page on SourceForge. So I told him that I would make sure and let y'all know about that. And
yeah,
I'll put
I'll
link
look
in
at
there.
That.
Because
what was the name of that link?
SpeedyWiki. And I'm going to copy the URL right into and there it is. Pop it right into the IRC channel, speedywiki.sourceforge.net. Check that out. And the feature request that I really wanted to see in there, I wanted to see some themes. Like right now, it's pretty standard what's there. I'm sure you could change the theme. It's just in PHP, right? the other thing that I really want to see is like the other wiki that I use at work is PHP Wiki, right? And on PHP Wiki, if you encapsulate a word or a set of words with brackets, it will automatically create that page for you and put a link to it. So you kind of, you know, as you're typing, you can make new pages and links to those pages in your document. And that's one of the things that I told him I would really like to see in his, some way of making internal links and pages and page creation and stuff. And I also forgot to tell him I would like to see some RSS in there. But like I said, I mentioned those couple things, and he responded right away, two or three times, in fact. We talked back and forth, and that's a really good way for a developer to get their stuff around when they're telling me, you know, your ideas, and they're telling me 20 minutes after I posted it to them. So I wanted to share that with y'all. Check that out. That's really neat, neat stuff. And it's an RSS. It's almost a WYSIWYG kind of editor that you have in there. It's really nice.
Yeah.
It really is. Check it out. The other thing was DVD backups, right? Let's say that I have, a relative I bought a DVD, bought Silent Hill the other day to watch. And I have a relative that I would like to loan this DVD to. However, I would like to make a copy of the damn thing before I loan it out.
Canine copy.
This particular relative, you know, destroys everything that they touch. So I want to make a backup copy of this DVD. I have tried everything. I tried Acid Rip, M Encoder. I've tried Handbrake on the Mac.
XDVD Shrink.
I've tried a whole bunch of things.
Canine copy.
DVD rip, you try that?
Yeah, I did. It won't do it, and the reason it won't do it is because Sony has, this is a Sony thing again, right? Sony has some special crack-up kind of copy protection on there. What it looks like it does to me is about three-quarters of the way through the first,
FOB?
What the hell is it? Yeah, the FOB file. It changes... four or five times it changes up the speed, the frame rate and stuff like that, and it just demolishes.
Did you try just ripping it with, like, say, DVD backup?
You can't do it.
Nothing.
You can't do it. It gets so far and then stops.
You don't own those. You just merely borrow them.
Yep, you merely borrow them. But I want to borrow it and be able to still watch it if I let somebody else watch it. But here's what I want to know, right? And M-Player won't even play the damn thing.
Did you try running DVD Decryptor or DVD Shrink through Wine?
Here's what I don't understand, right? I can play the damn DVD under Linux. I put it in there. I play it. It plays fine through Zine, VLC, the Mac player. That plays the DVD just fine. You can't rip the damn thing. What the hell? I'm using the same DVD Decryptor libraries to play it as I am trying to rip it. Why can't I rip it?
It's just Sony DVDs.
It's this particular one. Every other DVD I have that I tried, I can rip. Now, I might have a little bit of problem with
DVDs
Spider-Man
where you can't copy, man. There are some out there.
I've got like a Baby Einstein video with my kids' videos.
I cannot figure out what the hell it is.
Because you still have the Mac. Try Mac the Ripper.
I didn't try that one. I tried something similar. I can't remember what the hell.
And you didn't try Mac the Ripper, so shut your mouth.
But I tried this program on the Mac that costs $100. That wouldn't do it either.
You didn't try Mac the Ripper.
My trial version of that. One try on this freaking program won't rip.
But go to Atarac.com and try that.
Really has pissed me off.
Atarac.com. Yes, for all your VPS needs.
Freaking Sony people.
Are y'all guys still looking for somebody to seed your torrent file?
Absolutely. Jump on
I put a link in the IRC, but I found a program some guy at Google Summer of Code developed. It's called Snakebite.
Yeah, I posted about that in the forums.
Okay.
Looks interesting. Basically, you just drop a bunch of files into a directory, and it does everything for you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, and one more thing. You guys ever seen those Skype phones that they're coming out with now? Like,
yes.
Everybody and their freaking brother's coming out with one of these little Skype, little USB Skype phone, right? Plug it in, you do your Skype thing.
Does it work with Linux?
Where do we find one that works with Linux? Does anybody know? Do any of them work with Linux? Can we get one to work with Linux? I want one. and I want it to work with Linux.
I want one of those new handheld PC / media devices. I posted in the forum. There's that one from that German company that like it opens up like a clamshell and there's a keyboard in it. It's got a whole bunch of programs. That looks interesting.
You mean like a Nokia 770?
Better than that. It's actually a phone and it's also a computer. It's a pretty powerful computer too. I think it's like 233 megahertz. Pretty quick.
Not bad.
There's a whole bunch of new phones coming out that look really cool, man.
Alan will have one next week. You can check it out then.
Yeah, Alan always buys the gadgets.
Always does that, man. Some bitch.
I'm done with gadgets for a little bit.
Liar.
Dude, man, you got to write about them.
You still liking your Nokia there, Alan?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. I like it. It's definitely good if you just want to worry about like internet stuff. On it works. I mean, if you're looking for a phone, obviously you ain't gonna do it. But
do you have to pay for a subscription for the wireless access or something? I guess. I mean, how's that?
No,
work?
No. It's a regular 802.11g BG on it.
Just get on your own network.
Just get on your own network or your neighbors or whoever.
Okay, so it's not like if you're out somewhere, you can just get it wherever. You got to be at a hotspot or something.
You got to be at a hotspot, or you have to have a phone with Bluetooth on it.
Okay.
You can use your phone to access as well.
My microphone cool. smells like a Pizza Hut pizza.
I wonder why.
Smell.
Don't believe it. His microphone smells like ass.
I know. It smells like ass.
No,
don't
no.
listen to him.
Anybody that gets it near their face, that's what they're going to smell. I'm not smelling your microphone. There's no way. I'm not biting for that. No. Keep that thing away from me.
You know what's interesting? Here's something to think on. When a lot of these shows go to the podcasts and everything go to a show, they do a live episode. But when we go to a show, we do a pre-recorded
episode. Yeah.
And then people like the pre-recorded episode better.
Oh, you sound so
yeah, but
good.
their live episode is just them talking in front of people instead of in a blank room. It's still recorded.
Yeah, really. Screw them, man. They go there and they make one live episode. And when we were in Boston, we did how many?
Five
or six? No, how many people?
Five,
how many people did we actually talk to though?
I don't
20?
Know.
20. You know.
I don't see how you guys do this show every week for three straight years. It's
neither do we.
Freaking incredible.
Neither do we.
We took a week off when Dan went to Mexico. That's about it.
That's pretty impressive.
We just plod along, man.
That's a lot.
Another week off, Alan.
3 years worth of stuff. The only thing that makes it easy is just a bunch of guys. We pile into Dan's room and bullshit and talk about whatever and drink beer.
Yeah, see, that's cool. I mean, it's cool that you guys got like the group there that you guys can just sit around and shoot the shit and that kind of thing and just talk about stuff. That's cool.
It's tough, man. You guys basically do everything. It's got to be difficult. It's a lot of work.
You could talk to your invisible friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, they have the added benefit of being able to listen to what they said and decide whether or not it's stupid.
Cut it out.
Put it in
and
the
then
rest
decide
of the
to
show,
post it anyway.
Exactly. Exactly.
Here, we end up with whatever Dan says. If he's on one of his gay nights or whatever, that's it. That's what goes out in the show, man. Farting in the microphone, that's what goes out in the show that night. That's it.
Got to fill up the silence with something.
And watching horrible videos of something that should be seen.
It's Dan and his German scab videos, psh, that's what goes out in the show the next day, It just, don't get...
It's tough, man. I mean, there's four of us in a room here or three of us on a given night. We can riff off each other. You guys don't have that luxury, man. It's tough. You got to fill up the whole space with just you talking.
I had to get over the whole aspect of, I don't know, you probably know I'm a little self-conscious unnecessarily, but just the whole idea of riding that, like you were talking about the people with the Bluetooth headphones walking around stores and stuff talking. Podcasting in the car is a little weird. I mean, just with the headphones talking to yourself, but I sort of ignore that.
Yeah, but like at least when you're doing it, even if you're doing that in public, right? You're talking about a topic that's generally non-offensive, right?
Yeah.
And the people that I see walking around with the freaking Bluetooth headsets, they like talk about, ass cream or whatever the hell it is, I mean, seriously.
Who cares?
In a restaurant, yeah, did you pick up the rubbers yesterday? No, I didn't pick up the, you know, and you hear, you know, you hear like that one side of that conversation, and like these people have, there's no modesty at all.
Well, if they have that stupid intercom system, you hear both sides of the conversation.
Yeah, well, you still only hear one side because you hear them talking. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. And then you hear the bleep. Yeah, blah, 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 bleep. Because you know, the person on the other end of the phone, you can never understand them. You know, just like you see a lot of people that walk around, like a lot of people at my work, they walk around and they hold the cell phone to their face while they talk. And then they'll hold it back to their ear to listen.
What you have to do is start talking the conversation with them.
I do.
On it. I did this in a restaurant once. We're sitting in this restaurant. And there's only like eight people in the whole restaurant.
I'm talking to
him. And this guy comes in, sits down, and he starts talking. And he's like talking to his mother or something. On it. And finally, I'm like, because the restaurant was quiet.
Mm-hmm.
On it. And finally, I started talking along with him. And it took like 3 or 4 minutes before this guy figured out that like we were making fun of him. And then you see him, he's like, oh, I got to go now. And he walks outside.
You're too nice. It doesn't take him that long to figure out that I'm making fun of him. I'll tell you that for sure.
Well, he was so engrossed in this conversation, he just wasn't paying attention. And I'm like sitting, okay, yeah, right, okay.
That just annoyed me. People annoy the hell out of me. No modesty at all. Now, if they were talking about a Linux, you know, I would be fine with that.
Now, do you guys go to your local Lux?
I used to. I don't. I've just not had the time in the last probably year and a half.
He's too good for him.
Excuse well, since me. I, yeah, when I was unemployed, I went all the time. But
that job gets in the way of things sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
I've gone a few times. I don't go that often. I'd like to go more. The problem is it's at Red Hat's offices, which are like kind of far from my house. So it's always during the week, and you know. It's just hard. We got the two kids. I'm always, you know, trying to help my wife put them to bed and that kind of thing. So, but it's fun. It's a great lug.
How is the Red Hat campus? I mean, is that a nice campus over there?
It's a nice building. It's actually on, it's on NC State's campus. NC State has like it's pretty much like an urban campus. So it's not, you know, it's pretty much in town, but they sort of have outlying buildings where they have, different, you know, different private companies lease space, that kind of thing. And Red Hat's got one of those buildings. It's nice. I mean, it's not that big. I mean, it's maybe 4 or 5 stories, and but it's real nice. Yeah, and the lug is huge. I mean, I went last month, and there was maybe 70 or 80 people there.
That's pretty big.
Wow.
Next time you go, yeah. Ask them why they don't pull their head out of their ass and get rid of Yum. Tell him I said that.
We're going to have to bust Gomer's ass. I hope Gomer shows up in Columbus. You know, he's in Ohio, so he has no excuse not to come to Ohio Linux Fest.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to bust his balls about Yum and Fedora and all
that.
Yeah.
Speaking of Yum, have you ever guys used CentOS?
Yeah, I run my Asterisk.
The Asterisk box is running on it.
Okay. Because I've been thinking about getting one of those VPSs, and it seems like so many of them use CentOS. It's hard to find one that you can get Debian or something. There's a couple I found that have Debian, but it seems like a lot of them.
You
want
to go to Bluehost, man. Don't get a VPS. Go to Bluehost and get it there, and we'll refer you, and then they'll pay us.
Yeah, you guys just moved there like a week or two ago, right?
I did. Yeah, Bluehost? I just moved all the stuff over to Bluehost, and so far they've been doing pretty good.
You can get a CentOS, Debian, Arch Linux, OpenSUSE, Red Hat, or SUSE Enterprise VPS over at Atarack.com, Atarack.com.
Who the hell is that?
They're VPS.
He's just hitting Google, huh?
No.
Dan is the
Google.
We
have listeners.
The Google man.
There's also Gentoo and SourceMage.
And the fart man, too.
One I found that's kind of interesting is one called VPS Link. VPSLink.com. And they have Ubuntu, Fedora, Gentoo, Debian.
This is what I don't understand, right? And roll with me for a minute here, fellas.
Nope.
People want to get a VPS, which is a virtual private server. Okay? They want to get a server. And what do they want to get on this server?
Porn.
They want to get... No, what do they want to run on it? They want to run Red Hat. They want to run Ubuntu. SUSE. They run SUSE on it. Now, they picked the biggest, fattest distros that man can find. And that's what they want to run for their server. Why? What the hell is that, Dan? It's unbelievable, man. He has one little plate of Chinese food. He's over there cracking the paint off the walls, man. I can make my own punctuation. Thank you very much.
You just painted, Dan. Yeah. Don't peel it off yet.
Yeah, you're going to fit in fine in Virginia, man.
I'm going to what?
You're going to fit in fine in Virginia.
Wait, let me get a brick and knock out his front teeth.
Just nasty.
And that's what you do with the chicks down there, too, right?
Well, you got to start chewing tobacco.
Oh, Jesus. That is disgusting. Chewing tobacco is the most disgusting habit, man.
But no, what the hell is that, right? They install, what is it, like, eight, what is it, 12 DVDs now or something like that to get SUSE installed?
No, SUSE's one DVD. It's like 5 CDs.
No, don't be busting on the SUSE because...
T's on the line there.
Trolls, yeah, I know. Rip your head off.
But and Red Hat is the same way, right? But you put them on there, and like all the utilities are GUI utilities, GUI configuration utilities, and they put them on a VPS, which they don't have access to the GUI, right? So
what they give you, I'm Webmin?
Thinking, what the hell are you? Yeah, well, some of them give you something Webmin like that, right? Or they have their own proprietary thing going on. But like, why the hell would you do that? You know, why wouldn't you just get Debian or you know, Slackware or something like that to run the server on? Why would you?
Because I just don't understand. You know, familiar with Red Hat? Like, I'm sure there's a whole lot of Red Hat users out there that are like,
yeah,
Debian.
A lot of IT places are Red Hat, man. A lot of places that use Linux use Red Hat.
Where?
And the ones that are cheap use CentOS.
And the ones that are losers use Mandrake.
Yeah.
Like Chess, always recommending Mandrake.
Oh, man.
If you're a new user.
Here we go.
Mandrake's perfect. Shut up, Pat.
Jolin went Mandrake, didn't he? Mandriva? Yeah.
What the hell is it?
Oh, listen minutes to that. We bring up Mandrake and everybody's silent now.
I know. Nobody wants to admit using Mandrake. Mandriva.
Mandriva.
I tried to use it like 4 or 5 times. Every time I try and use it, it won't install. Something fundamentally broken about that distribution.
I ran Mandrake 8 on my laptop, my old crappy Dell brick laptop about 5 years ago. And it ran fine, you know. But since then, I haven't really tried it.
Chess.
The only one I've gotten to run is PC Linux OS, which is like a derivative. And that's pretty cool. But every single one of the Mandrake installs.
You know why nobody's responding?
It drops.
Just sucks.
Because Skype just dropped off.
We'll get you back if you're listening. Just hang in there. We only got a couple minutes anyway.
Want to do Frapper shout-outs while we're trying to get them back?
Why?
We actually got a lot of
them in 3 minutes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. Skype just decided to close out.
Everybody's saying they lost there. They lost the stream too.
The colonel again?
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, that's
what
he's doing. That son of a bitch. He does it all the time.
What happened there?
That was really good.
Yeah, and that's it. See, you hear Dan over there tapping on stuff, and all of a sudden, everybody's out. That's it.
Everything's still connected. I wonder what happened there.
Listen to him. Listen to her, bitch.
I wonder what happened.
What is that box running?
I was just installing a new water manager.
The server's on Slackware on the server. Hey, you know what I was going to say, Chess, is if you want some hate mail, just like, you know, on one of your episodes.
Just, say, Arch.
Just say, you know, that Mandriva really sucks.
That's right, man. That'll get you for
you'll,
sure.
You'll get about, like, you know, a ton of, who the hell are you talking about? It's the best distribution this side of the...
That's right.
Well, I could also badmouth SUSE, and then, you know, trolls would get
on. Oh, my God, don't
trolls
do that.
Be all over you then.
He is paid by SUSE to promote it on our forum.
He'd be on you like a bum on a bologna sandwich, man.
You have a
all over you.
You have a question about some other distribution, he'll tell you why you should use SUSE.
Yes, well, you might be missing brand new libraries in that distribution, but if you ran SUSE, boy, you'd be in good shape.
Is it time, Alan?
Alan wants to leave.
Alan wants to go.
We got to cut off a bit.
I get up at 20 after 4.
Oh, excuses.
There we go.
Well, just a couple
Stop
more hours.
And you'll already be up, won't you?
Anyway.
Well, we could keep talking. We should probably do our proper shout-outs and then, you know, cut it off okay. and then continue with the show.
All right.
Because Ben Rev is going to cut us off in a couple minutes.
No, Ben Rev already cut us off. According to Alan, he told me to cut off. All right, we'll go to the Frapper, man.
Let's do some Frapper shout-outs. We actually got quite a bit.
Alan's going to turn into
since
a pumpkin
Since we
bitch
and complain about people not signing up on Frapper lately, there's actually been a surge in
We should just go over to the Linux Reality Frapper map and just start reading theirs off.
We could do that, yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding, man. He's got all of them over there. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking like they're all aliases of Chess Griffin.
That's now, you know who it is, man? JZA. JZA.
And I'm telling you.
JZA is on every show, man.
You got to have a lot of time on your hands when you're a lawyer to be able to create that many aliases on your own Frapper map, man.
I got a sweet little script that does it all for me. It's awesome.
JZA always winds up on every show. He's been on every show twice.
That's dedication. That's dedication right there. You didn't just run into that.
What did
every
we
day.
End last week?
At the end?
Yeah. What was what's today's date? The
30th.
30th. So that would be anything after the 24th. Right?
Something like that.
We did Richard Colby, right, from Layton, Utah?
Yeah.
Rob Bowers from Pittsburgh, PA. PA. Dave Saunders from Melbourne, Victoria.
Australia.
Gregory. From Paris, France. Awesome. Thomas.
Dan, butchering the names.
Shellstrom from Edmonton, AB, Canada.
Dan goes all retarded, like with the Scandinavian names.
This is why we left.
Zippa from Houston, Texas. Dan Collins from Westminster, Colorado. Jimmy from Lemoore, California. Benyo from Burlington, Massachusetts.
Just do the names.
Matt McCormick from Madison, Wisconsin. Checking in from Onalaska? O-N-A-L-A-S-K. Is that Onalaska? Wisconsin? Scott Mertz. Yeah. Jens Griebel. Is that Jens? Wow, is that a female? From Storstrom, Denmark. That must be a friend of T. Trolls. They're from the same country, aren't they?
Because you know there's only like 20 people in Denmark.
Yeah, they must all know each other.
They must be next door neighbors.
Eric Persson from Stockholm, Sweden. Kevin from Milford, Connecticut. Brack from Greenland.
We got somebody Greenland?
Zorak from Antarctica. Now we got Brack from Greenland.
He's got to be in the military.
When's Voltar going to show up? David Greengas from Naperville, Illinois.
What color's his ass?
Greengas. Steve Scott from Port Perry, Ontario, Canada. And that's it.
All right.
We have a total of 698 members. Boy, that's a whole
That is not enough, man.
We're moving.
That slowly. Is not enough. Listen, people. You have got to sign up on the Frapper map. You're making us look bad.
So, Chess, do you have any tips how we can like make noobs feel a little more comfortable?
Yeah, stop cursing. Stop talking about
Yeah, we gotta stop cursing.
Gay jokes. Actually, talk about technology, particularly Linux and free software.
Keep it under 30 minutes.
Yeah,
You just know that there's like a pile of gay Linux users that are saying, "I'm not gonna go listen to them." That Dan makes fun of me. That
you know, I nice. Listened to like Leo Laporte and those guys. You know, Twit.
I was slapping with my purse
and. You go on their bulletin boards after certain episodes, and everybody just complains about, oh, my God, you said, damn it or bitch or something. It's like, oh, my God, if they listened to us, man, they would be friggin' mortified. And we're not going out of our way to talk like this.
But here's what kills me. The people that complain that we're bad, but yet they'll say that they love Lug Radio.
Lug Radio.
Right, and all they do is cuss for the first 20 minutes of their show.
Speaking of Lug Radio,
but they cuss in another
but
language.
But they cuss with an accent.
With
right?
an accent, yes.
That makes all the difference.
It's English, but it's British English, so it's okay.
We have to ask John O'Bacon's coming on next week. We have to ask him about that.
Yeah, we're
gonna. There'll be plenty of language.
You
problems,
know it's coming. You know it's coming, John. And we're gonna get you.
Well, you guys definitely should not change a thing. I mean, seriously. You got, you know, you've been going 3 years doing what you're doing, just...
So we just won't quit.
Like cockroaches.
That's what the listeners are like. They just won't go away, man. We write them hate mail and they still do it.
We haven't got hate mail in a long time, actually.
They finally gave up after 3 years, yeah. Man. How many freaking letters can you write going, oh, your sound quality sucks? Well, just quit fucking listening then, you know? Go the hell away.
No, listen, man. We try to be inclusive.
I love your show, man. You guys really do. You got to keep it. Just, you know, don't change anything.
No way.
Don't listen to the naysayers.
You know what you should be listening to? Game radio.
I listen to
Games and More Entertainment Radio. He's doing a lot. They're doing a lot of Linux stuff there. They're picking up where Logger dropped the ball because
speaking of Logger, man, when's the last time you did an episode, Dan?
It's been too long. I haven't been here to be able to do it.
You got to do a farewell episode before you go.
What, of Logger?
Yeah.
It's not ending. It's actually what I'm
doing. I know, but other guys have been doing them, yeah.
Yeah.
Devin's just been doing it. And,
it's just I haven't had any time. Games and More Entertainment Radio.
Do you guys play games in Linux?
Yeah. Not a lot of first-person shooters.
Not a lot of first-person shooters? Wait, what did you say?
No, that's mainly what I play.
Oh, okay.
Mostly first-person shooters, yeah.
HWHQ.com, Games and More Radio. Sorry, yeah. Go ahead, Dave. FPS.
That was it.
Do you guys? Do either of you guys play Battle for Westnoth?
Westnoth?
Yeah. Do either of you guys play? Any
I've
of you
played
guys
it
play?
Before.
Have you actually played?
I played it once or twice, but not, no.
Yeah, have you actually played it through? Anybody?
I don't know.
No. I just wondering.
Nope.
I haven't yet either.
I've been getting into Neverball lately.
I pretty
lately.
Much stick with the first-person shooters, too, but...
That's a cool game, Neverball and Neverputt.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Both of those are real good.
Although, I got to say, Dan, I really... One of your Logger episodes where you talked about Blob Wars.
Yes.
That's a great game.
Isn't that a good game? That is really good.
Yeah, that really is a good game. Yeah, it does something weird with my sound card. Like, it'll... play and it's got sound and everything, and then when I quit the game and come back.
Awesome. Sounds like I just cut out again. Drop Chess off, did it?
You know, I don't know. They're still listed as being...
No, he's gone. Are you gone, Chess?
Hello?
Dave?
Dave?
Anyone? Why does it keep
Anyone?
Dropping people?
Anyone?
Dave's not here, man.
Dave, are you there, Dave? I'm sorry, Dave. I had to push you out of the airlock.
Why does it keep dropping?
I don't know, man. You broke it. Now watch. We're going to find out that we have no sound for the whole damn episode, right?
It's all gone.
Hey.
I don't know what happened there. Skype keeps dropping.
Is it just me that drops off, or does Dave
drop
off?
No, Dave
dropped
off, too.
Too, yeah.
Oh. Huh.
Now, what were you saying now? It does something to your sound card?
Well, yeah, it's you know, it'll play fine, and then when I quit the game, and when I play it again later, the sound is gone for some reason. And that's using the blob package. I think it's in the AUR. I think it's in Arch Linux. I think that's where it is.
That's weird.
Is that the one you're using?
I believe I was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
That's a good game, though.
It is. Have you tried the new one, the third person view?
No,
3D
I
one? There's a sequel to Blob Wars that's under development. I can't. It's we have a link to it on the project site, on the Logger
that's
site.
The Blob and Conquer.
Yeah, Blob and Conquer.
Cool. I didn't.
It's pretty neat. It's. I don't know if they've done much development on it since then, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a package in the AUR
for Blob and Conquer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a pretty interesting game.
Huh. You ever play Mind Rover?
Mind Rover?
Yeah. It's an old commercial Loki game.
Yeah, no, I've never played it, though.
That's a fun game. It's programming robots to do certain tasks, timed events.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's different, but it's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Well, you know what? We got to close the shop up because Alan's already leaving. You guys have anything you want to say? Last words.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Anytime.
This has been really awesome.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Well, we'll bring you on again sometime.
Anytime to both of you. Yeah, we definitely love to have you on again. It like I said, it feels like, you know, a room full of buddies just hanging out and shooting the shit. That's what it should be, you know.
Definitely. I agree.
Much unlike what it was like when Dan and I and Alan first started the show up some 3 years ago. We didn't get quite as warm of a welcome. That's a different story, though. But, it should be a real, you know what I mean? It should be a community kind of effort thing, and we should all work together and cooperate and have a lot of fun at it, instead of, you know, the other way things tend to happen. But we really appreciate you having on, coming on the show and spend some time with us. We'd love to have you on again anytime. So,
and keep up the great work. Yeah, you guys, keep both up of you. Fantastic
the great
shows.
Work of your podcast. Like I said, you know, you guys have the podcast that I listen to. So
that's all that counts.
And that's all that counts, man. Damn it, if Link listens to it, that's it. It's all.
I'm going to remind everybody that you listen, Link.
Yep. You do that every damn week. You tell them, man.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate that. I mean, it really means a lot coming from you all, especially because, I mean, you know, I'm just, I don't know, just doing my little thing. It's really no big deal, you know. I like doing it. So, I mean, you guys are, I said it on the show, is that I think your show is like the gold standard as far as I'm concerned. I mean it. You guys have been doing it the longest.
Yeah, so, I agree. I'm just a goober in a car on, you know, just talking to himself. The gold stain.
Or that.
Hey man, whatever works for you, right?
Hey, you know the car. The car does a good job. You just do such a wonderful job, man. It's amazing how what you spout off in the car. And it's actual useful content.
I've got to have a picture of him doing this in the car with the post-it notes all along the dashboard and shit. I have to have that. That'll be like the ultimate background or something for, you know, 50 post-it notes on a dashboard. I love it. Now that's prep work right there, man. It takes a long time to write all them little post-it notes.
Well, thank you guys for coming on. We'll definitely have you on again very soon.
Thanks for having us. It's tickle pink to be here.
Well,
thanks, guys.
Hey,
all
thank
right,
you.
Guys. Great show. Thanks, you
and,
guys.
And we're going to play some Jonathan Colton's In Your Moon out of here.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
They invented a reason. That's why it stings. They don't think you matter because you don't have pretty rings. I keep telling you I don't care. I keep saying there's one thing they can't change. I'm your moon, you're my moon. We go round. The rest of the world that looks so small. Promise me you will always remember who you are. Let them shuffle the numbers. Watch them come and said you were no more.
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush.
Shut up. Just shut up. It's over.
Over. Good day, sir.